Okay, there we go. All right, I think we're recording now. Hi, everyone. This is Johnny Clues. This is episode number 6. It is 9:20 p.m. on June 20th, 2014. I got two guests tonight, and they would be Jan Erik, who everyone knows. Hi, Jan.
Good evening.
And I also have a user at Fakeologist called Derillium, but I'm going to call him Steven. So how's it going, Steven?
Good.
Good. Thanks, guys, for joining me tonight.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah. So actually, I was, before the call, I was talking to Steven, and it's kind of ironic that I remembered his voice as soon as I started talking to him tonight, and surprisingly, he was on... I can't remember the episode number at fakeologist.com, but it was, the episode was entitled, Stories with a Triad, I think it was called. So Ab had three callers on that night. It was a while back. I don't know when it was. And, Steven was the second caller, and I was the third caller right after him. And it was actually my first call when I first started waking to all this fakery. It was the first time I called in to Ab's show. So yeah, I just found, kind of found it funny that, because I've seen Steven on the Fakeologist website and didn't connect that, oh, okay, and now I know who this is, just from hearing him or whatnot, so it was interesting to me, so.
Yeah, I remember the guy that went before me, but I don't even, I'm not sure I listened to the guy after me.
Yeah, that was me, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was first waking
That's
up.
That's when Tim was just asking people to tell their 9/11 stories and how they woke up and where they were at the time. That was a while back. I think it was around maybe in episodes 20 or so.
Oh, I think it was higher than that.
Higher than that, 30s. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I think it was maybe 50-something. I don't know, but I just want to let the listeners know as well, most of the things, if not all, well, probably just most, anything, any topics we bring up, I'll be thrown into the show notes for episode number 6. And recently I've been working on getting... I had to listen to all my broadcasts just to remember what I was talking about in them with my guests. And I found all the show notes, looked them up, and thankfully now all the show notes for my episodes are... Yeah. In the episode now, except for episode 2.5, and that was the second half of episode 2 with my guests that night were ID Conspire, the Deer, and Banazir, I believe, were the three. So I just have those to look into, and then I'll be caught up to date with all the show notes. Find maybe they're helpful for anyone who's listening. They might want to look through some of the links that we were talking about and whatnot. So anything, most of the stuff we talk about tonight, they'll be in the show notes at some point once Aberrato throws this episode up. So guys, don't know if you guys listened to Dustband 17 last night.
It was I did.
Yeah, I found it pretty interesting. That was the first time I had heard about this Zachary Hubbard, who's really into the whole numerology stuff. I know he was on Ab's show, I think it was episode 105 that I listened to actually. I actually listened to that one today just because it was so interesting, and that guy really knows his stuff. I don't know how many years he's been looking into it, but it was pretty fascinating.
Just cracked the code.
Yeah, and I'm pretty interested, just like Ab is, with all this numerology stuff and how deep it actually goes, and learned a lot, and I'm really starting to see that number 33 is a huge number to these freaks.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no doubt about it.
Yeah, when it goes into, like, people's names and, like, you know, presidents and musicians and, you know, you name it, anyone can just listen to episode 105 of Fakeologist and the Dustband 17, where Zach is on both of those, to understand what we're actually talking about if you haven't heard it. And it's pretty fascinating shit. I was impressed. So actually, I'm probably going to try to start using that when I'm looking into suspicious stories myself. I'm going to start using, counting up certain people's names or areas and whatnot, and seeing if it comes up to 33, which will just be another red flag for me in my search for suspicious fake hoaxy stories. So thanks, Zach, for giving me that little info. So go ahead, Jan.
Yeah, I think it's a type of code. It's like an internal language for them. They communicate by that through media and stuff. So
would you agree with, I think Zach was saying that it's maybe just kind of like a, in a way, a signature, but also like a way for them to say, yeah, we did that, because, yeah, see how we put this number in all these things. Yeah, we were responsible for that.
Yeah, it's like a signature, and then they think we are so fucking stupid that we can't see it, so that justifies their rule over us somehow. They are rationalizing it by telling to themselves that this is in the open, and these slaves are so stupid that they cannot see it, so we need to rule them. Mm-hmm. See?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the logic behind it.
That's all there is to it, in your opinion, maybe? Like, because at times I'm thinking, like, they use this, especially 33 and that, so much. It's like, is that all it is? Is it really just for shits and giggles, or is there maybe some kind of fucking, you know, some kind of hidden power behind this? Or
I think it's an esoteric thing.
Yeah. Okay.
All the elites are into secret societies, and they have an esoteric way to view the world. Not an exoteric, as we learn in indoctrination camps, we call school. So it's a totally different way to see the world. Mm-hmm. It's more an esoteric level, so it's a manifestation of the esoteric belief system that we have, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, something I just posted in the abs chat is that 33 is basically 77. If you look at the Phoenician alphabet, counting from right to left, their third letter looks just like a 7.
So yeah, I saw that the other day.
So yeah, like 7/7, England, the London bombing, and 77-foot-tall Pentagon. 77 people from
allegedly killed in Oslo three years ago.
That's basically 33 again.
Yeah, the Phoenician language is the origin of the type of writing language we have now. Then they were the first to use letters in that way.
Yep, sure is.
Yeah,
it was all pictograms.
It's just
they were first to use letters.
I just find it pretty like mind blowing, amazing. You know, just like just those episodes right there, the Dustband 17 and episode 105. I learned a lot just from Zach through these numbers and stuff, and you know, because I'm still like rookie with this. I'm still learning daily about all this, and that really opened my mind a little more to what, you know, how big this is and how these numbers and. It's definitely an episode I'll want to listen to a few times just to understand it and maybe even check out his website.
Yeah, the website is very nice.
Yeah. But he's definitely done a lot of work looking into it.
The Virginia Tech shooting had 33 victims. 32 victims plus the shooter himself killed himself at Virginia Tech. Hardly anybody even remembers that. That was that was old school as far as PSYOP shootings, but
was that the one guy? He was maybe Asian or something.
Yeah, Asian, Asian guy.
He had a video, and he was really upset.
Yep.
It sounds like any hoax, really. But
it was 32 plus 1, 33 dead.
I think the oldest one is that thing that happened in Texas in the 70s or something. A guy shooting from the clock tower at the university there.
Oh yeah.
from the 1970s?
Yeah. Mm. Was made a film about it. It was Philip Seymour Hoffman as the shooter.
Sandy Hook was what? 26 plus 1?
27.
27, that's 2.
2 plus 7 is 9.
2 by 7. Yeah, but it's also double 7 again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even actually understand that whole thing, but Jungle Surfer really goes into that a lot, how the, you know, 27 would be 7-7, you know, it's two sevens kind of thing. I didn't really understand that at
it's
the time.
Two, yeah, it's two sevens, two times seven.
But, have you guys looked into, like, speaking of Jungle Surfer, he had, like, I watched a lot of his videos, and recently he's really been looking into the whole ISIS thing going on.
And mm-hmm, yeah.
I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but, you know, I'll stick my neck out, and I'll say, like, from what the videos he's shown me, and there's a few other users, another YouTube user that hasn't done too much into it, but he's done a few videos looking into the Photoshop of it, is his name is Ahmad Lanza.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And, yeah, I'm thinking, like, it looks very suspicious. Like, you know, a lot of there's a lot of Photoshop-y pictures, and even some of the video, like, there's no blood. It's just the same kind of thing I've seen before in a lot of hoaxes. Now, I'm not saying maybe something real isn't happening there, but man, I'm starting to have my doubts. You guys looked into that at all, or?
Yeah, I've considered it from a few different angles, but this shit looks fake to me. As far as what they're trying to accomplish behind the scenes of what they're presenting to everyone else, I don't really know. I think there might be a popular uprising behind the fakery they're presenting to us. And they're trying to demonize that by showing us these terrorists and executions and whatnot, but...
Yeah. I just see it as more fear porn.
And ISIS is, of course, the mother goddess.
Yeah, of course they would name it that, right?
Did they name themselves that, you know?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm pretty sure that ISIS is Western-backed, yeah, from, you know, the cabal.
Yeah. She's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
The Thames in London is also called River Isis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
They worship that entity for sure.
So have you looked into that, Jan, at all? That whole ISIS thing?
Oh, yeah, that's old.
Yeah, but I mean, what's going on right now with this whole ISIS group?
It's generating more fear, of course.
Yes.
They say they're coming to America next.
wouldn't surprise me that they would pull off some fake terrorist attack in America again and blame it on this fiction called a terrorist group called ISIS. Mm-hmm. The school shootings are starting to lose their effects. They have to pull it up a notch, I think.
But yeah, it was funny too because at least that's what Jungle Server was saying. It, like, he was exposing it, and he ended up getting a strike on him on YouTube. And he thinks it's because he was you know, getting a little too close to the truth. Maybe they want to kind of keep this fakery going because they got big plans for this. Maybe so he hasn't really been doing many videos about it now, which kind of sucks. But so that even makes me kind of more suspicious. But I think this Dave Johnson has also been looking into it. Between his bong hits, though. He likes to smoke the weed. So he likes Mary Jane.
Yes.
That guy's awesome with numbers and symbolism. But
oh, yeah.
I don't know. He kind of was going into World War II and stuff, saying all war is a hoax. I don't know about that shit.
That's bullshit. Because if you want to make propaganda, you have to control it. We cannot send war reporters to the front line and actually make them film real war, because that's too bloody, and they cannot contain and control the message. If you film it for real, so of course you do a remake of it under controlled circumstances. That's logical.
Yeah, that's what I think too. They fake the footage, but the war actually happens.
Yeah, sure.
So he's going off the rails there on that shit, but he also thinks the moon is a hologram.
Yeah, he smokes too much, I think.
But the guy is funny, man, and he does nail some shit, you know.
Yeah.
Who knows what he really thinks. I don't think he's a shill, but... He probably smokes too much, like Jan just said.
Yeah, just like with any YouTuber, like, there's a lot of good stuff, but I definitely can't really say any YouTuber that I agree 100% with everything they're saying. You know, there's not enough proof for me. I need a fair bit of proof, and I agree with your Dave J, you know, assumption there, Stephen, because, yeah.
It's like a weed furnace.
Yeah, yeah. Holy shit, this is fake too. Let me post it on YouTube.
Yeah. So yeah, I just want to throw out there, right now we got, sorry guys, I'm multitasking. Yeah, so I'm a guy, so can't do two things at once here.
Yeah, you're a man, should be careful with that.
Yeah. So we got Jan Erik right now on the call. We got Steven, who is Drillium on fakeologist.com. I also have a listener right now, Rolo. He's just on listen. And I think right now I'm adding Vadir, and she's just going to listen for now as well. So it's a hot night tonight, boys.
Woo!
Yeah, so all right, I'm just going to add her in here. And
it's Friday night, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, I have some. I can tie 27 into 42.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh. Shoot.
Can you tie 42 into 27, Jan?
No. Invite me.
All right. All you gotta do is look under the number 42 in Wikipedia. Given 27 same size cubes whose nominal values progress from 1 to 27. So you take 27 cubes, name them 1 to 27. That's a 3 by 3 by 3 magic cube. Mm-hmm. You can construct that so that every row, column, corridor, and every diagonal passing through the center is composed of 3 cubes whose sum of values is 42. There you go.
Trigonometry on a high level.
Yes, it is. You can arrange 27 cubes labeled from 1 to 27 in a 3 by 3 by 3. 3 times 3 is 9, times 3 is 27, into a magic cube. Every way you can add the numbers up equals to 42. I know Benazir was asking about 42 a lot. That's why I looked this number up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's also the critical angle of a rainbow. And you know how often we see this rainbow symbolism, like Sandy Hook. Mm-hmm. Hold on, I was reading something.
Oh, I hate those hookers.
What, Sandy Hookers?
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, that's what woke me up from my deep slumber. I was having a good dream, you know, for years. And I had to see these, you know, people, so... But, yeah, I'm grateful overall. But,
42 is the number with which God creates the universe in Kabbalistic tradition. Yep.
Yeah, the number of God, then.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also 7 as well.
It's also 6. 4 and 2 is 6. Yeah, I was just looking at 42 because I heard Benazir asking about that a lot.
Yeah. So did you listen to that last night's call with on Dustband 17, Stephen? Or?
I started listening to it before I came home from work today.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
He seems to know his stuff, as far as I can tell, so...
Yeah, it's kind of hard to draw the lines if you start throwing too many numbers into it and different ways to calculate it, but...
Hello.
Hi there. How's it going?
Hi. Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. So we got Vadir joining us now, guys. We got Vadir, we got Jan Erik, and Steven, who is Drillium at Fakeologist, and Rolo is sitting in, listening.
Sitting in.
Yes, more than two is a crowd.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Good evening. You there?
I'll just sit and listen, too, then, I guess.
Oh, yeah, anytime you want to jump in, just go right ahead, right?
Okay.
We don't want too many men in here. Could get rowdy. Okay.
Sausage party.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you guys always do, right?
Yeah, there definitely should be more women fakeologists. Right, guys? I think you guys can back me up on that.
Yes.
See, I don't know if I mentioned to the listeners that my internet provider was messed up. Did I say that, guys? I don't quite remember. Anyway, I'll say it again anyway. I can still do Skype for some reason, but my internet is messed up. I can't do any web surfing at all right now, so yeah, it is what it is. So I really can't read anything on the internet or whatnot. So, but thankfully, I got a lot of people on tonight. I appreciate all you people coming on, and it's always nice to listen to some fakeologists chat it up. So
Skype doesn't need much bandwidth. That is why it's working.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
Maybe it's your browser. Do you have two more than one browser?
Yeah, I don't. No, I just have one.
You have to have more than one.
Yeah, I know. I guess that's true. But I don't know. I'm going to try it after the show, but it's not a huge issue. I can always call them tomorrow. I won't be talking to robots. So
Maybe this will help you just ask questions then, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But you won't get to see what we're looking at.
Exactly. But, yeah, so you guys, any kind of topic you want to bring up, go ahead, man. I don't want to chat all the time here. I want to let my guests chat a little more, so. Okay, then. Anyway, I'll continue.
That's why we're guests.
Yeah,
I think you have to ask a few questions, Johnny, and then let people talk.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm still working my way into this whole pod child, thing. So. But yeah, just let me look up something here, guys.
Anything 42. In the news today?
Well, recently there was a few days ago. We had two things I did throw up in the chat. And I'll throw it into the show notes, but one day we had an axe-wielding man leaves police in an 11-hour standoff with empty house. And then maybe one or two days later, there was the first one was in Vancouver, the axe-wielding man. And then the one or two days later in Regina, Saskatchewan, we had two in Regina in hospital after suspected machete assaults. So I threw in the chat, like, I wonder if they're doing their cross-country tour across Canada with this, knife or wielding maniac kind of...
The great Sire Pokes tour of Canada.
Yeah.
don't they wonder about how we've gone from all these shootings to now everybody's got a knife? Like, doesn't that sit in the back of their mind saying, something's going crazy, the world's going crazy? Or maybe the news is telling me all, or do you know what? Maybe they just think that the news picks, this is going on all the time, and the news is just picking out those stories.
Well, maybe they just, maybe they just think the news doesn't lie, like I used to.
Yeah, that was a big wake up call from when I saw them lying.
Yeah. And it seems like it's more and more, and it's hard to believe that they can, they can sleep at night. I'd have a hard time sleeping.
Later this summer, they're going to start killing people with toothpicks.
Yeah. Yeah,
What's worse than being cut by a knife? It's got to be something even closer, right? Something that they'll get in your face over or something where it's going to be even scarier than a knife.
A cleaver, like that guy in London.
Yeah.
With the old ladies walking by, not even worried about the guy with the bloody hands.
That's it.
Yeah, I know it wasn't.
Or the babysitter will have the cleaver and the little kids will get it or something, right? Mm-hmm. Or the mother with the cleaver, or I don't know.
Well, when they start having spoon attacks, man, I think I'm out of here, right?
Chopsticks.
Yes. Yeah, just crazy.
The evil chopstick killer.
It just doesn't stop, though, And, yeah, I think a lot of people are just, American Idol's on. Time to go watch that. Let's forget about the scary world we live in.
Yes.
No, man, it's Eurovision with the bearded lady winner. What was it? What do they call the Euro American Idol?
Eurovision contest.
Oh yeah, with the bearded lady named Conchita Wurst.
Yeah, that's pussy cock, really. Conchita,
I'm glad you said it, man.
Yeah, Wurst is a German hot dog.
Yeah.
So it's pussy cock.
Pussy cock.
And she sang the song "The Phoenix Rising."
Yeah, that shit was evil.
He or she or it. The thing.
The thing.
Yes.
Hey, I think I heard an interesting take from Rolo about that.
Uh-huh.
The audio seemed to cut out when y'all started talking about this type of thing. I think he liked her or something. You don't remember that episode?
Yeah, but the she is a he.
Who are we talking about here? Sorry.
Yeah, I don't follow it either, so I don't know the show.
I'm getting caught multitasking.
Is it a television series?
Conchita Wurst.
Yeah, I've never heard of that before.
It was from like the Europe version of American Idol. The winner.
Looking like a lady.
Yeah.
Well, when you said, is a man...
The dude looks like a lady.
When you said that she's a man, Jan, I was just right away, I think of, Michelle Obama or the Serena, ones. Because I watch those videos and it's like, yeah, that's kind of scary.
Obama actually called her...
Yeah, Michael. Yeah, I know.
Michael in the speech. Me and Michael.
I know, that is hilarious. But it's funny, too, that they,
it's a sausage party at the White House.
But, too, they let that clip out, you know what I mean? So they obviously want it out there. But, and, too, man, I don't know what you guys' thoughts on this. Like, too bad I didn't have any Dust Band members on because this is in their area of Vancouver. But there's this whole friggin' transgender shtick thing is going, it's getting a bit crazy, isn't it? Especially in Vancouver. Yes. The schools or something now, they just passed some kind of thing where transgender can choose whatever washroom they want in that. And it's like, teach his own. But, I don't know, man. This is kind of getting a little fucked up.
They're attacking the gender roles and making it all into a big mess and a confusion.
You know what I think? I think that is that but I think nobody really cares, and they're trying to create a distraction.
Order of chaos.
Yeah, it's like who cares which bathroom you go in, and who cares?
It's bad for the children going to school and stuff, and coming to the teenagers and they are uncertain of their identity and stuff, and then they're going to mess with what kind of sex they think they are.
Yeah, I think it'll really.
I think it's quite devious and evil what they're doing, actually.
See, look, it works, and now they've got us distracted for a few minutes.
Yeah, but it'll only be for a few minutes. And I can't really get into this kind of shit, but it's pretty disturbing how they're really pushing this agenda through, how they always throw these agendas.
Yeah.
Transgender agenda.
It usually means, Johnny, that there is something going on in the back room, so they're actually working on something else while they're saying, look over there.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Yeah, you're probably right about that.
I'll tell you why Elliot Rodgers never got laid.
He's
gay.
Yeah, he definitely seems like it, doesn't he?
Yes.
He seems like he's computer generated. I don't even think he's a real person.
Maybe.
Well, I know he likes being in front of a green screen. I'm sure.
For a guy who takes those videos of himself, that's the best they could find.
Yeah, I know, but his acting skills are pathetic. And yeah, just like Steve said, man, just the way he's constantly saying, I like women, someone who's like that, it's usually the opposite. You would think he's trying to, come on, please believe me.
He was trying to convince us that he likes women. Yeah, he doesn't.
But he likes transgenders.
Yeah, that's the theme, right?
But yeah, good reason to you know, to go on a shooting spree because you're an alleged virgin. Like, come on, man. You drive a BMW and you're trying to tell me you're a virgin? I ain't buying it, buddy.
Were all of his roommates were Chinese or something?
Oh, were they?
Yeah, I think so. And I think one of the fathers said his son didn't even live there.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I've seen some of that, yeah.
Yeah, there's a video about that. Like, the guy saying, he didn't even live here. Oh, well, whatever.
No way that a rich guy that like that would live in a small apartment like that. He would have a fucking condo.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was so fake right out of the gates, you know. Because, that was when I took my month break, and then I that was the first thing I seen, and I was like, oh, fuck, I'm back into this, because this is just pathetic.
It gets crazier and crazier every day now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was bad, and, like, you know, that's just, you can just talk about Virgin Boy, but there was all kinds of, you know, suspiciousness in that whole fucking thing, so it's like... Sad. So, anyway, guys, I just want to welcome Banazir onto the call. I think he's just listening right now, but he said he might be able to chime in later. So, yeah, we got five people plus myself in, so it's a tight room in here, but I'm liking it. Thanks. I'm liking all these people joining in. So, Banazir, you just kind of missed out. We were talking about the whole Vancouver transgender, agenda going on in your part of the area. So, Banazir wrote in, ding! That's what he wrote. So.
Cha-ching.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most stores now have more holes than a Swiss cheese, so that's it.
Yes. Isn't that true?
Well, the more fear you apply, the less I think the stories has to stick together, because the more frightened people get, then the less critical thinking they apply, I think. So that's maybe why.
Banazir wrote it.
They don't give a fuck about us, because it's the herd who are the target here, not us.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think about maybe they're doing it on purpose, making it so stupid? I just can't see it any other way, man.
And it's to piss us off as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this is the whole thing.
It totally seems on purpose to me. Like, they could, in the Elliot Rodgers case, why the hell would they publish the pictures of the random guys cleaning up blood with the glass already ready?
Yeah.
They had the car with no blood in it. He shot his head off. Right.
Yeah. They could just squirt some blood in there to make it more realistic, but they don't. It's like they're trying to divide.
Yeah, they're fucking with us. I think we are the target on that one.
Yeah.
Sloppinesses. To see you. Jarheads. Nobody believes you. No matter how sloppy we do it.
I said that in Chris's chat, and he didn't agree that they're doing any of this on purpose. He just thinks it's like mistakes on their part.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
No. These people are very professional at what they're doing. And
and
they have all the professors of psychology and psychiatry working on their team, so they really know what they're doing.
Yeah. I would think people with this kind of power over the whole entire population, they're not going to make mistakes on, you know, by mistake. You know what I mean? They're smarter than they seem, right?
They were the people who started the whole psychology science in the first place a couple of hundred years ago.
Mm-hmm. All right, so why? They're dividing people who think the government is trying to kill everyone?
No. They're moving the herd. They're just pushing people this way and then pushing them that way. That's what you have to do.
Nudging, you know, it's called.
What do you call it?
Hmm? Nudging.
Yeah, that's it.
But too, it's probably too. Go ahead, Vidir. Sorry.
Yeah, it's just to move us one way or the other. It's like cattle herding. Mm.
Yes.
But I think also just, you know, get people who aren't aware of all this fakery to think that, you know, have problems with people who actually look into the fakery. You know what I mean? Get that little. Just like a race kind of, you know, how they sometimes throw up race things too, to get people, you know, arguing with each other or whatnot. I'm sure there's many reasons why.
The people on the top, I can promise you one thing, don't give a fuck what race the slaves have.
No.
They hate us all equally.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
That's an easy one.
I'm sure they're like the imperialists that that deal with the natives, right?
Yeah.
They don't really know anything. And
the English was the first to use concentration camps, and they used it against the white Boers in South Africa, so.
Yeah. Also, we're easily demonized if we question if people actually died, you know.
Yeah.
So they want to add that in, so we know that it's a hoax, and we say probably no one died. And it's easy for them to say, look, these people are saying they're insulting your loved ones that just died. Yeah.
You know, I was listening to 82. Online, just on my way home there, I think Ab was playing it, and I think he was talking with Simon and some of the guys, and they were talking about how we don't see reports of or interviews of people that actually ran out of the building, or we don't see, or even if there were like 200 people that died, because my friend, he can't get over the fact he thinks somebody died. I'm thinking, well, how many people die when they do building demolitions? Like, how many people die? So he just can't wrap his mind around that. But it's like
thousands of people every time.
Yeah, but I thought there was a really good comment. I think, I don't know if Simon made it or somebody made it, where they said, you know, if the 100 people showed up, where their family members had died, it's like, wouldn't they question, like, where are all the other ones? Like, where are all the other people that should show up?
Yeah, and the fact that there's,
like,
sorry, and the fact that there's just, like, a certain, like, a couple of families or whatever who, you know, like McIlvain and all that, who, and where are all these other, you know, so-called parents of the victims, not, like, you know what I mean? There's no protests and shit. It's,
people that ran out of the building, and because it was like an hour before it fell, right? So it's like even those people that ran out, you'd think that it would be so real to them that they would show up and they'd want to be heard.
Yeah.
But there's nobody.
Not one video, anybody running out of the World Trade Center.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we see a video like on the NIST FOIA stuff. I remember going through and they have, people running, like, but they're not at the scene. They're like, who knows, blocks and blocks away. And it's just a select few. It's not like it just looks staged, man.
I don't think it's filmed in the streets. I think it's filmed in a studio with a kind of green screen soundstage with green floors and walls and everything.
Well, when I looked into it, I was, you know, not as deep into it as I am now, kind of thing. So it'd probably be a good thing I go back and look at some of the NIST FOIA in my more awakened state that I feel I'm in now to really look at it. And I'd probably agree with you, Jan. So
I've been looking at the politicians and stuff speaking in Congress and in the Senate and stuff, and that also looks like green screen studio work. Mm-hmm. Doesn't look like it's in there at all. It's so fucking easy to see.
Yeah, I agree completely, man.
Yeah.
It's totally ridiculous.
There's a lot of...
I don't think politicians actually do anything except being on TV and pretending they have power.
Mm-hmm.
After World War II, that is.
Well, at times, too. I'm looking into these stories and I'm thinking, man, like, am I losing it here? Because I'm pretty convinced that they're not where they're saying they're at. They're actually in front of a green screen here. But, you know, yeah, it just seems like, man, am I walking over the edge here a bit in what I'm thinking? But no, I'm not, man, because I find it really easy to see. I can really see.
Yeah, it's very easy, yeah.
So, but yeah, because I'm convinced that the Las Vegas clown, Jared Miller, he was, you know, he's stating he was at the Bundy Ranch. Well, that video of him at the ranch, man, I'm pretty convinced he's in front of a green screen.
Green screen.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So. I think almost everything is green screen now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They don't need. They don't need the carpenters and painters and stuff to make scenery for movies anymore. Everything is digital and done on the green soundstage.
Yeah, I don't think Anderson. I don't think Anderson Cooper's ever left the studio in his entire life.
Yeah.
Nope. Nope.
He's like,
I remember when I had. Before I had woke up, I thought, well, how did that guy, he must have been on the plane all night because he's already there.
Yeah, exactly.
He's everywhere.
It's an illusion. It's a magic trick.
Yeah.
I think he's in Baghdad right now. I heard No Agenda guys talking about him already being there or something.
Mm-hmm.
He's not in fucking Baghdad.
Yeah.
Like the war reporters in the first Gulf War, they were doing all the stupid stuff. I think that was done in CNN studio in New York. I don't think they were in Kuwait or anywhere around there, or Saudi Arabia. I don't think so.
Yep.
One with a gas mask and the other with a helmet. So the whole thing was ridiculous.
Yeah. I just want to catch up here with Banazir. He's been writing... in the chat here, so he wrote in, I'm knee deep in it, and he was talking about the transgender agenda in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wrote in, they just keep running and never came back. I think he's talking about the 9/11 people running away.
Yes.
And then he wrote, no yawn, some is blue screen. So,
I yes. guess
it's the green screen stuff. So. Sorry, Banazir, I didn't notice you were typing away there, so. A lot of the Nespoya stuff too. I looked into a lot of these witness interviews. I like really looking at the witness interviews and all these kind of suspicious stories, just because I find it's easy to see that they're full of bullshit. So
yes.
So and a lot of them, there's one in the Nespoya that the guy is wearing like a, I think it's like a pentagram hat or something, and he was being interviewed, and I'm just it's crazy.
I think most of these things are pre-recorded, maybe weeks or months or years ahead of time.
Yeah,
they are in the box and just press play and send it and tell people it's live, and I think it's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Jan, did you see the post Ab put in at fakeologist.com not too long ago, and it was about, I think it was a user named Anon Jedi, but he kind of had his own... analysis of the whole like Sandy Hook thing, how they have these families actually move in there just to get I wish I had internet right now move into a spot just so they're in that location and kind of stay under the radar, and just so when they do pull these hoaxes off, some innocent people are like, yeah, they live here because I see them and whatnot, but...
Exactly.
Yeah, I wish I had the internet right now. Just so I could read what he actually said. It really made a lot of sense to me. So...
That's what they did.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, that's definitely what they did. I mean, you look at the whole town seems like a freaking Truman Show set.
Yes.
They had the Sandy Hook hair salon named SHH ... like shh.
Yes.
With a bloody handprint.
Yeah.
Then they interviewed this lady with a freaking pentagram on her coat. She's supposed to be from Sandy Hook.
It was a cat or something.
Petting. Cat petting agency.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that can actually survive as an independent company these days, a cat petting company? It's crazy when you really think about how they set that shit up.
Oh yeah, and you have creepy Uncle Gene, saying, I want them to call me.
He comes across Gene as a pedophile. I think it's really creepy.
Then you get your Wayne Carver. He was just as crazy in that too.
Gene wants to take them out.
It wasn't a tent. Gene. It was this magnificent thing. Okay.
Gene wants to take them out of the darkness and show them the light.
Yeah.
It's just so freaking bullshit, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was saying about this whole Anon Jedi post, I'll be throwing it into the show notes just so anyone knows what I'm talking about. He did a good analysis on it, but bands they wrote in get established. So yeah, they have these actors that participate in these hoaxes, like move in like maybe a couple years beforehand and just kind of blend in and, you know, don't get in, you know, just kind of keep their, anyone help me out here? Just stay low, you know what I mean? And it's kind of like planting the seed, you know what I mean? They got
yeah for the back, for the backstory and yeah. For the yeah.
Yeah, it really made a lot of sense when I read that. So
in Connecticut, it's a very opulent area as well, and the managerial classes of the United States live in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. All the people that are work for the people behind the curtain to take care of the slaves. Like all the important universities and a lot of other creepy shit is happening in that state, I think. Mm-hmm. Boarding schools and big pharma. It's a lot of creepy stuff going on in that state. Mm-hmm. It's not your average American state as it is.
Yeah. Does it seem like they all got houses for free, too? Go ahead, my dear.
I said somebody's outside. I can hear the wind.
Yeah, I could hear it earlier, too. I think it might be with Stephen, a.k.a. Derelium. But I don't know for sure. But it's not bugging me or anything. But I do hear it every once in a while. But
it's windy outside Burger King.
Yeah. Hey man, I'm a Bojangles. You wouldn't know about Bojangles.
No.
You know, we were hanging out at McDonald's the other night.
Yes.
I know. I said I'm not at McDonald's.
Yeah, he was getting free internet, so at least you know this. Yeah. Nothing is free. Well, I beg to differ.
Yeah, the crying babies internet. There. Yeah. No, but he had the crying babies.
Yeah, at like midnight or something.
Yeah, midnight.
Something like that, yeah.
You must be living in a crazy neighborhood, people taking out their babies to McDonald's around midnight.
He's in downtown Toronto, I think, so. But actually, speaking of Mark's man, he's a fakeologist, I figure I'll bring this up, not to toot my own horn or anything, but he, you know, he made a video and he gave me a shout out. So I'll be throwing that into the show notes. I don't know if you guys seen it. I threw it in the chat the other day, but he also mentions fakeologists, and he actually seen Dan Dix. He's the guy Press for Truth, I think his name is. He's supposed to be a truther or whatever, but I think
he's controlled opposition big time.
Yeah, I know.
Very creepy guy. There's something wrong with that dude.
Dan Dix.
Yeah.
I guess Mark's man was talking to Dan Dix and mentioned, you know, have you ever heard of fakeologist.com and whatnot? And Dan, of course, played stupid and said, "Oh, I don't know, no, I never heard of that," you know. But there was an interesting with the whole Moncton Ramble thing that really got. I always kind of had my doubts about this Dan Dix, but after I seen this, his interview in Moncton with the Ramble thing, I'll throw in the show notes, but yeah, I'm convinced that, yeah, he isn't on our side. So.
Oh, he was interviewing the Satanist, right? Like the dude wearing the Saturn Moon Matrix t-shirt?
Yeah, they were together in the green screen room filming.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
Well, that was green screen too?
Yeah, it looks like it, I think. Yeah.
It's possible, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, it, just the fact that he had this t-shirt and, the, you know, and it was so edited too that at one point it cuts to the edit and then the guy with the shirt is like smiling it up, I noticed. Like,
yeah.
So we got some more words from Banas here. He wrote, "I see a tumbleweed." Not sure what that. I think it was when we were really silent. Maybe he's seen a tumbleweed go by because it was so silent. Maybe that's being comical.
Okay, can I throw something out there that might be kind of interesting?
Sure.
I was on a road trip with a friend, and and he was telling me about how he had Asperger's. Does anyone have Asperger's in their family?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
But I was reading
that's
on it,
like
and I thought
some light, right?
Yeah, but I was reading on it, and I thought, well, I've always thought that I was more of an empath, like a person that, you know, had too much. I could feel too much from other people. Like sometimes things just affected me that way. But anyways, but I wanted to read this because I thought it was really interesting because there's like this little bit about how normal people think. And how, you know, how everybody kind of falls in the spectrum. By labeling it, we tend to think, oh, I don't have that, or I'm, but I think we all have bits and pieces of this, but I think we lean more towards this type of personality. But it says, empathy is really like a mythological counterpart to Asperger's syndrome. Whereas AS is a medical term, empathy is a mythological term. People with Asperger's syndrome, or ASPIES, have very deep thinking brains and are very sensitive to their environment. Basically, regular brains can think lightly about lots of different topics at once, but autists can only think deeply of one thing at a time, whereas a regular brain skims lightly across a multitude of subjects. Autists think so deeply, we are often said to be living in our own world or on cloud nine. As a result, we learn a lot more about things than regular brains and often have an above-average intelligence. But because we focus so deeply on our topics of interest, called obsessions, then other facets of life which involve more dynamic thinking are difficult to us, such as functioning in groups, holding a regular job, and social life comfortability, which I don't feel like I have a lot of problem with that, but I just think that we have such a mind that we see a lot that a lot of people don't. Mm-hmm. So now because our brains are so deep, we notice so many things that a normal brain does not. We hone in on facial expressions, body language, words, objects, everything. We get a lot more information from any situation than an ordinary person needs. And as a result, if there are too many people present or situations start to proceed when we are not expecting it, we experience sensory overload, which often turns to anxiety, confusion, fear, and anger, and alternately extreme excitement. We're easily affected by our surroundings because we see so much in the simplest of things, whereas others would only see a simple and uninteresting thing. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So I think in a lot of ways, that, like we are specialists in what we do. We see this, and we can see it clearly because we've looked at it for so long. But the average person can't see it.
They're distracted. That's the main problem, I think. And they don't want to have their worldview shattered.
Don't talk about this stuff, or they'll turn your asses into burger meat.
I know. Because now a big trouble we often encounter socially is when we express our theories about how we think other people think and feel. Normal people who have quick-thinking, dynamic brains as opposed to our slower, deep-thinking brains, while we are often correct, other people's brains simply do not go so deep, even enough to be able to compute this information. They will often have a bad reaction if we are too forthright with them. In good cases, we will be locally respected as a wise, considerate person who is able to solve problems. That is my life story. They always come to me for solutions when it comes to electronics, mechanical, whatever, but yet they look scared when I just mention something about whatever. It's like it's too much for them to handle. I don't know. I just thought I'd share that because I saw us in that when I read it.
Yeah, actually, I'll just throw my two cents in there. We don't have cents, my 5 cents. I can agree with, like, I think you're onto something. Like, I think maybe, like, some of us, I wouldn't be shocked if there's, you know, some way our brains work that make us, are more adept at seeing this kind of stuff. But also, too, I think, like, for myself, I'm passionate when I get involved in something. I don't like to put my half-ass into it. I like to go, throw my full ass into something, if I'm interested in it. So, it's almost like an obsession in a way. I get so involved and I want to crack the case kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, you guys get what I'm saying?
Well, reality is more interesting than fiction, is it not?
Uh-huh. It is. It is so true.
And, yeah.
So we had Rolo say something a few seconds ago, so I think Rolo might be in the discussion with us now. I don't know if he's still just listening or not.
I was just making a cheap gag there, Johnny.
Oh, it was good, yeah. You're welcome to stay in with the chat.
Hey, Rolo, I think maybe you saw yourself in one of those words that I said.
I've been called Asperger's before many times.
Oh, really?
Well, I've been called an ass, that's for sure.
So,
how you doing, guys?
Good, good. Thanks for joining us, Rolo.
All right, man.
Welcome.
Yeah, Eric. I'd like to ISIS thing that you put into the Fakeologist chat there. It reminds me of, I've never heard of ISIS in the media until a couple of days ago. And mm-hmm. Where have they sprung this from? As if they're not going to use it somewhere. Al-Qaeda, like, before 9/11, you know, I'd never heard of them until about 6 months before.
Well, they were introduced into the script at that time, Rolo, so that is why.
You know, yeah. That's what William Cooper was big on to that.
Yeah.
What's funny about this whole ISIS thing, too, is that, you know, with the 9/11, at one point they had all their, I remember on the TV they had, you know, almost like a spreadsheet of all the pictures of all the terrorists or whatever. They're doing the same thing with the ISIS thing. They had, I've seen it on a video where they have, you know, all the strange names of all these bad people. You know, it's kind of like same kind of shtick going on. So a funny thing about this whole ISIS thing too, there's a YouTuber, I'll throw the video in the show notes. His name is, I think it's Bruga Juga, I think is how you say it. He threw out a video not too long ago, and it was, he was talking about how he remembered when he was younger, it was like a TV show or something, and it was called ISIS.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, it's kind of comical, the video, like the he posted the intro to the TV show, and it's just so lame and whatnot. So I found it kind of amusing. So I'll throw that in the show notes. I just don't want to bring that up. So
ISIS is big in the cult. That's like the mother goddess.
Is it to do with Egypt or something like that, or is that wrong?
Yeah, that's Egypt.
Okay,
it's ISIS. Her son Horus and the father Osiris. That's like the Trinity, the Egyptian Trinity. So Horus is like the sun god, which is celebrated on summer solstice on June 21st. And they show up around June 16th or so. That whole thing is just a Western-backed hoax clan. Basically, that's what I think ISIS is. As far as what's going on behind the scenes there may be a popular uprising of the Ba'athist characters, you know. There may be something going on in Iraq, but this whole fake terrorist thing.
What they're presenting to us, a lot of it is looking very suspicious in my mind. Like, but how are we supposed to know what's actually going on there? You know, all we got is to take the propagandist casters for what their word is. Well, you know, I ain't buying that.
Yeah, you're not gonna know what is really going on there. It's like the ISIS thing is totally a Western backed thing, like Al Qaeda, as they are terrorists, but. They are only terrorizing your mind, you know. They aren't really killing people. It's fake.
Well, I see but one is, sorry to cut you off, Steve.
That's fine.
I've seen a video, too. I think Jungle Surfer, or actually it was Dave Johnson, I think, had it up on YouTube. And they show, like, an execution. And you see them, like, shoot all these people one after another. And there's, like, there's not one drop of blood anywhere. Like, I'm starting to think, like, you know, when I scratch myself on a door or something, I bleed. And I, you know, there's blood. And I'm trying to, you know, they're trying to make me believe that they're shooting a guy and, you know, there's not even one speck of blood anywhere. Like, what, am I wrong?
No, it's fake. You're right.
I don't know, man. Like, it's sad now where I'm at now. It's like, alright.
They're not going to show you what's. They're not going to show you what's really happening, if anything really is happening, but what you see there is bullshit. I mean, you saw it. You just said it.
Well, I know. Just sometimes I question even myself because I'm thinking, well, maybe I'm wrong about this, but, you know, I'm just looking at it through a critical eye, and I could be wrong, but, you know, I'm still going with my intuition and what I what I'm seeing here. You know, you get immune to the hoaxery after a while. You see it constant. You know, I just I don't. I'm not so much gullible. I'm not a fool as much as I might have been before. You know, so. And I got no problem with questioning this stuff. You know, no one else does it, right? Well, I don't mean you guys. I just mean most people don't question this stuff. They just take it for face value. Well, you know.
Well, you can understand.
Yeah, go ahead.
You can understand why they would want to present something like ISIS, you know, chopping people's heads off and whatnot.
Yeah.
Because what's going to be easier to sell, that a political party you don't agree with is rising up again, or this ISIS group is terrorizing the Iraqi people, trying to steal women and chopping people's heads off, you know, and saying they're coming to America and London after they get done with Iraq.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so they're selling that as the uprising, perhaps, but I don't know if anything is actually going on there, but that makes the most sense to me, that they're demonizing a populist uprising as by showing you this footage of violent, you know, people.
What's up, bro?
Well, I still watch the news, and I've never heard of it until a week ago.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. And that should tell you
right there. How is it possible if there's this group in Iraq all this time, and this is the first time I've ever heard of it?
I thought the same thing, man. Yep.
Same here. Yeah.
Because this is the first time they put it in the script.
Is that an awkward question to ask? You goddamn right it is.
It's an Al Qaeda splinter cell. Be afraid. They're coming to America and London.
We've changed up the bad guy. We need a new name.
Yep. And ISIS was a good one.
Yeah. All right, guys, I'm just going to bring Banazir back into the chat here. He wrote, this is a while ago when we were talking about Dan Dix. He wrote, Dan Dix was in Architects and Engineers video presentation for 911 or 911, so that kind of gives him less credibility as well. He wrote in, Vidir is Deanna Troi, and I think that might be a Star Trek. I think that's what that has reference to. Maybe I might be wrong.
Is that a slight or is that a compliment?
I think that's a compliment.
I'll look that up.
Yeah. He wrote, I may have recorded some at the show. I'll have to check. He writes in, yay, Rolo. So I guess he was happy when Rolo joined into the chat. He writes, is that who the druids worship at Stonehenge? The druids?
No.
No. Isis, rather, he says.
It almost sounds like the Canadian FBI, which is what, CSIS?
The druids are Luciferians, like
all the rest of them.
No, the
Canadian CIA. CSIS. ISIS, CSIS. That'd be funny to watch that in the Canadian news.
ISIS, Institute for Science and International Security.
Oh.
I put it into the chat.
Okay.
International Institute.
That's great. Hey, I'll keep those.
It's also a corporate, what do you call it? A private corporate, like Eric Prince was head of.
I'm not sure who that is.
Here we have Bullshit Central. ISIS analysis of the IAEA Iran Safeguards Report.
Ben is right into the chat. ISIS, ISS. So the ISS. Actually, I was listening to a broadcast today. Oh, it was when Paul Clark, is that his name? He was on Fakeologist, guys? Girl?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, when he goes, I think he was doing that, right? Talking about the ISS or something. But that was a pretty interesting chat, too, with Paul Clark. when it was just Paul Clark and Ab, and later on Ab played some of his video or something. I'm going to have to track down that video to watch it, but this Paul Clark seems like he knows who he's talking about when it comes to the NASA fakery, so...
Oh, yeah, well, I was saying about ISIS, private corporate contractors. I'm talking about war contractors. Eric Prince, head of Kraft, whatever else that we call them. Blackwater. There you go.
Yes. Yeah, they changed name three times, I think.
He converted to Roman Catholicism.
Roman capitalism.
Roman capitalism. Roman fascism. He converted to Roman fascism shortly after creating Blackwater.
Yes.
So there is one link I definitely want to bring up. The main reason I want to bring this up is just because I want it to be in the show notes, so as a reference, because I don't want this one to get lost. And I heard about this through Banazir on the Dust Band show. I'll plug that show right now. Everyone should be listening to Dust Band every week. You gotta love the Dust Band. So a while back he brought up a link, and it was one of the most obvious hoaxery type stories. And I can just read you the headline here. Give me 1 second. Just looking for it here. So yeah, it was Ottawa police arrest Donald Papadick for indecent exposure in public park.
Papadick.
Yeah, so this was a story a while back. He talks about on Dustban, and yeah, in Ottawa, this guy, like, come on, this is so obvious in our face. It's unreal. Like, I've seen many fake stories and, you know, suspicious stories, but this one definitely took the cake for a while. You know, of course his name is Papadick, and of course he would be arrested for indecent exposure. You know, like, come on. So I definitely want to bring that up, and just the main reason was so it doesn't get lost. I want to be able to throw that into the show notes, so.
Is he a relative of that dangling dick guy?
I've never heard of that one. What's that one about, Jan?
You talking about Dick Trickle, the famous NASCAR driver?
No, I'm thinking of that dangling dick, that guy. Canadian.
Poor Vidya. She has to put up with all this dirty talk.
I know, he's just typical boy.
Dangling dick.
The sausage vest.
Yeah, so guys, bring up, or guys and girl, bring up a topic, anything you want there.
I watched the Stanley Cup final, you know, game 5, LA versus New York.
Yeah.
And I sat closer and I could actually see the puck, and I thoroughly enjoyed that game.
Oh yeah, so you're a big
fan. So thank you for putting me on to ice hockey. So I'm going to actually go and watch a real game tomorrow night. So yeah, cool.
Oh yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I liked it until I found out it was mostly fake. So can't really enjoy it anymore. I'm always looking for the missed calls and calls that shouldn't have been a call. And did this guy just, you know, there's a lot of diving I find at times and whatnot. And I can just see the fakery, and it's lost. I've lost it.
It was awesome. It went into double overtime. It was a great game.
Sports is not competition. It's in entertainment. That is why.
Yeah.
Good entertainment. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's cool. So you said, Rolo, you've been watching some of the soccer, I guess, or football?
Oh, yeah, the World Cup. Yeah, the World Cup. Yeah, I haven't missed a game yet.
Oh, yeah? You're enjoying
good stuff.
That?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, big time. All the technology they've got now is just incredible, you know, the camera shots and super slow-mo. It's cleaned the game up a lot, actually. They're really diving less because it just doesn't look good now. So it makes the game better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unfortunately, we're gone. England's gone.
Oh, yeah.
Spain.
No, but it's been good, so.
Goal!
Yeah, I'm just speaking for myself, but yeah, I've never really been into, well, what you guys call football, I guess, but we call it soccer.
Did you know the U.S. scored the quickest goal in 32 seconds at the start of the game? Yeah, the U.S. are playing well.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, and the guy got kicked in the face and broke his nose on super slow-mo. It looked awesome.
Was there any blood?
He reset it himself.
Was there blood?
Yeah, the USA guy. Yeah, they're tough, those US guys. Yep.
Yeah.
Landon Donovan got cut. I'm so ashamed.
What's that again, Steve? Sorry.
Landon Donovan. He's like the U.S. soccer hero.
Yeah, I don't know anything about soccer, so I'm kind of...
Yeah, me either. Nobody cares much about it in the U.S.
Well, in Canada, well, at least just for myself, I can't speak for every Canadian, but I know I've never really gotten into it. It's just not... It's not huge here like it is in different countries.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was like Europe. I thought it was big in Canada.
Not that I'm aware of. Maybe I'm wrong, but... I don't know, not in this household, so.
I think United States and Canada are the only countries on the American continent that football is not big.
Yeah. Oh, I know, it's huge, though.
David Beckham went to the LA Galaxy or something. So you got the biggest player to go into the US. So, But trust me to take it off topic and not fakeology. So.
No, that's fine. I like mixing it up, you know. I definitely like to talk some media fakery and whatnot, but I definitely like mixing it up with whatever you just want to talk about. So.
Well, yeah, I like Benazir's picture here. He's definitely going to 11.
Yeah. That's one of my... I like that movie, the Spinal Tap. This is Spinal Tap, I think it's called.
Brilliant. Oh, yeah. What do they call them? Mockumentaries.
Yes.
It's one of the best.
Yes, and I definitely like... One Spinal Tap song I've always kind of liked was Listen to the Flower People. Not sure if anyone's heard that one, but I'll throw it in the show notes.
What about that piano piece called Lick My Love Pump?
Yes.
Sorry, dear.
You keep doing that.
I know, I'm terrible. Put me in the timeout.
It's one of your obsessions.
No, it's not. I've got an indecent obsession? No way.
Okay, I just throw this in. Bannister threw into the link section here. I won't read it all, but he wrote, Dan Dix was involved in A&E for 9/11 Truth, and he threw in the link, so... Yeah, so that just goes to show what Dan Dix is all about, I guess. Like, his name definitely is suiting him, so.
Involved with the A&E channel, you mean?
Yeah, A&E. When
Arts and Entertainment,
A&E, Arts and Entertainement.
Yeah, I watched his...
He's been on InfoWars as well. Ugh.
I watched his documentary called Into the Fire about the G7 thing. I think he did okay there. But he was kind of showing how Black Bloc was allowed to go destroy the city while everyone not actually violently protesting was screwed and thrown in prisons and whatnot, or thrown in prison for a little while. But yeah, think about Black Bloc. What is that? That's a black cube.
Yes.
So this anarchist group called themselves Black Cube. Yeah, they're totally agent provocateurs, but yeah, that's the one Dan Dix thing that I've actually seen.
Actually, I gotta step in here for a second here because there might have been a little miscommunication because I see Bannister wrote, I don't have him on my videos, but he was there, and then he wrote, no! !! So he writes, I guess Dan Dix was in Architects and Engineers for 9/11, not 9/11 Truth. So I just wanted to clear that episode or that little misunderstanding up. Bannister seemed very worried with the double exclamation points. So,
there's Dix everywhere.
Yeah.
So sorry to cut that in.
Guys. Go ahead.
Dix is everywhere.
Okay. Bannister should be in here because he wrote, no, not on Arts and Entertainment. It's okay. So, sorry for any kind of miscommunication.
This looks like really green screen.
What is that?
This.
This.
This here.
Okay, you found a link. Yeah, sadly, my internet, I can't even check it out, so... Internet problems here. I can't surf the web. So I'm hoping I can get all these links that Jan is throwing in and Bannister as well. I can get them after and be able to save them or something here.
So, Jan, have you been really busy lately, or what?
Nah, not especially.
Because you haven't been mailing your links like you normally do.
He has been at the fake oldest chat, I think, thrown up, but I'm kind of grateful just because, man, I got a lot of catching up to do. There's so many links I got saved that I just haven't had enough time, and a few movies here and there. But yeah, I always like Jan's links he throws into the fakeologist chat. So
I'm glad Ab enjoyed The Prestige.
Yes. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. Hopefully I didn't spoil it too much.
No, it was a good movie, yeah. And I think it was mentioned on episode 3 of my show. I think Banazir brought it up. And then it was mentioned again by Unreal on, I forget, I think it was 112, episode 112, I think, was with Unreal. He brought it up, and Ab finally watched that, and I think he was impressed with it, too. I urge any fake
got a good owners. Got a good Aussie in there, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, yeah.
The world's most handsome man, yes.
Yeah, it was a great movie. Any fakeologist who hasn't seen The Prestige, definitely check it out. I did throw the actual full movie into the reply in that post itself, just so people don't have to go search for the movie. Fairly long, but it definitely gets going after, you know, so I enjoyed it. So
you go, see David Bowie again.
Yeah. I'll pitch a movie that Jan likes so you'll know exactly what it was. It's called The Lives of Others.
Oh, that's great. That is so good.
It's in German.
The German one.
Yep. Yeah, you can find English subtitles.
I have seen it so cool a few times.
Did you like it?
Yeah, sure. It's a look into our future.
Our present?
they do it electronically now. They don't have to employ people to surveil you.
No, but it's a good movie regardless of what you attribute it to, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good on your network. Good on you for bringing that one out. That was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I heard him struggling trying to find out what the actual name, what it was in English.
Yeah.
In English.
Yeah, I saved it. It's
The Lives of Others, yeah.
I saved it once Jan brought that up, and it's one of my to-watch movies. And it'll be subtitles, but I definitely plan to watch it. I did watch
Do it. Johnny. Yeah, Johnny, you won't regret it, mate. It's fantastic.
Yeah, for sure. It'd just be one of those nights where I'm interested in reading, you know, just because it's subtitles, which is fine. It's just I got to be in the mood to be able to read and whatnot. So I did take Jan's advice, and I did watch one movie you threw in, and that was Black Robe. That was a good movie.
Yes.
It was interesting for sure. So
you have to understand that the Jesuits are the four troops for imperialism. You're sending the Jesuits to study the culture, and then you can go in and take over the country. They go like 50 years, 100 years before the soldiers come and take over the place.
Yep.
They are
like
a military organization.
The economic hitman, right?
They have nothing to do with being priests. That's just a cover. That's just a front.
But in that film, they show the Iroquois as very barbaric and ruthless, you know?
I think that's a blatant lie.
Yeah.
Because the Jesuits actually in the French part of Canada were actually learning the Indians to fight against the English when there was a war a long time ago. So they are military experts, and they have a lot of functions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely recommend that. That's Black Robe is the name of that film. Recommend it to you as well.
I think it was cool when that Indian midget magician guy said all the time, "He's a demon, he's a demon."
Yeah, he was kind of creeping me out a bit, actually.
Well, he was right.
Yes, yeah.
It's a very evil organization.
Hey, Jan, you ever seen City of God?
Yeah, I think
it's like
so.
Portuguese movie, I think. Yeah, I like that movie.
Yeah.
that's another one that you can only get in, like, English with subtitles, City of God. Okay. But it's probably more just entertain.
That's in the paella in Brazil, is it not?
Yeah, Brazil, yep.
So are you recommending that network, or?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, I'll check it out.
That's like one of my favorite movies.
Okay.
City of God.
So it's Portuguese. It's actually a Portuguese-produced film?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have to read it in English or whatever language you prefer to read it in, but yeah, it's all in Portuguese.
Cool. Well, I watched Nebraska and I thought that was Dusty's recommendation, and that was a fantastic film. It's got nothing to do with what we're talking about, but it's fantastic nonetheless if you want a bit of entertainment.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Bruce Dern, how good was he? He's Laura Dern's father, and fantastic piece of work.
That's great you watched it, Roland, because I watched it a while back, and it nothing to do with media fake or whatnot, but if you just want a decent film, and it was, I recommend that.
Well, I can see why he would aim it at me. It was it was actually very funny.
I don't know if there was any reason behind it, but.
No. He's a good guy.
Yeah, it was definitely a great movie. So, and there was some funny parts.
Oh, thank him for that.
Yeah, I think
Vidir. I hope everybody has seen the.
Go ahead.
I hope everybody has seen the film Brazil.
No.
Oh yeah, Terry Gilliam's effort.
Yeah.
Robert De Niro.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never seen.
Oh, we're gonna go quirky films. 12 Monkeys.
Yeah.
Brazil's great. Yeah, good one, yeah. To rewatch that. We're watching Brazil at the moment with the World Cup with an S or a Z.
The Pope is playing in this film.
I heard actually in the news today the Pope is against marijuana or something like that. I didn't really read the story, but he's, you know, denouncing like marijuana or something like that. Something to that effect.
He needs
because
to have a joint.
God did not make marijuana. It's made by the devil.
Yeah.
Now, Benjamin Franklin, didn't Benjamin Franklin say beer is proof that God loves us?
No, did he say that? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby. Okay. I wouldn't make that up.
So, Vidir, did you end up seeing the rest of Nebraska? I remember at one point you had watched half of it.
You know what? I think I'm going to do that tonight because it's like I always hear it. But I need to watch the rest of that movie. I watched the first half.
Yeah.
I watched it up until the point where he's sitting on his... They get to the relative's house.
Yeah, so you haven't got to the point where they're visiting at the cemetery?
No, not yet.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, the old lady.
I'm going to start it from the start again, and I'm going to watch it from start to finish.
Well,
just for you guys.
It's up to you, but it's a bit of a slow movie, but I found it pretty enjoyable. So
it needs to be colorized.
Yeah,
all the dysfunction, it's all in black and white or gray.
Yeah.
Mm. Maybe that's the whole point, is that life is pretty gray.
Yeah, one of the actors in it is, he was, I don't know if he still is, but he was a cast member on Saturday Night Live. The son.
The only one I really get recognized, because I didn't know any of them, was Stacey Keach.
Yeah, Will Forte is who I was talking about. But. Yeah, so guys, we have another, this was today in the news, there was another stabbing, sadly. Stabbing at UNBSJ.
Where have all the guns gone?
Yeah, I know, right? Stabbing at UNBSJ campus being probed. I don't know, I really haven't read into this, I just saved it today, and, but, you know, they're a dime a dozen nowadays. Can't look into every stabbing. I wouldn't sleep anymore, so.
The evil chopstick stabber.
Yeah, I don't
know. So not forks, Jan. Not forks, but chopsticks now.
Yes.
Like
they had banned chopsticks this soon. Every Chinese restaurant is going to go bankrupt.
Yeah, it looks like the...
I can't use them.
Me neither. So why not?
Why not ban them?
Yeah, it looks like the stabbings will continue with the shooting. Well, all alleged, of course, but they mixed that one in nicely with the whole shooting thing. I don't know if it's gotten boring or you know, what exactly, but, you know, I got a hard time thinking that, especially how many a day, and like, it'd be interesting to count up stabbing, alleged stabbings, even just in Canada, there's been since January 1st of this year, you know, just to see.
Johnny, I thought you were going to say the stabbings will continue until morale improves.
But yeah, thankfully though, we're in the awake state and we don't have to be scared by all these knife threats they keep throwing out there. I can't imagine still being sleeping and having to live in fear constantly.
They just shake their heads and they say, people have gone crazy. I don't know what's going on. They're all crazy. Yet they don't question the fact that maybe they've never ever seen one around, or nobody knows of anyone that knows of someone, or I don't know. It's like you think eventually you'd know someone after all of these. It's like all those lottery winners. You think you'd know someone who won a lottery.
With the lottery over there, Johnny, I remember back in the 80s, the balls used to go around sort of, you could see the ball actually get picked up, whereas now they get blown around and the ball appears from the bottom and anything could be going on under there, you know? Yeah, in Australia, that's the way it's done here. It's just totally, you can't see the ball being actually chosen, But anyway, they could fix it even then. But it used to be a lot more, you could see what was going on back in the older days. But anyway. Yeah, but I think video lotteries, I think it's a tax on the stupid, someone said to me once.
Yep. Mm. Yes. Yep, I believe that. It's sad.
I actually know someone who won, like, you know, I don't know, this is in Canada at least, there's like you can win $1,000 for life kind of thing. It's like a scratch ticket. I actually know someone who won that like years ago, but like that's fine. I can see little bits of money winning here and there just to keep people thinking that, you know, people do win. But as for these huge amounts, man, I got huge doubts that they're giving out this, you know, this kind of money, so... But
yeah.
To know.
Not good for a society, too, right?
If I won $1 million, I'd be dead in a week.
Just like they're building... Like, how many lottery winners do they have a year with that big, big money? It's like they're building how many Oprah Winfreys every year? You think it's good for an economy? Or actually, do you think that actually works? Or won't eventually all the money be given to just a few?
Yeah. Yeah, I always found it funny that, you know, well, especially when I was sleeping, when I was in my deep slumber, I used to always think like Oprah Winfrey, like she's got who knows how much money, and I always thought like she can't be much of a good Samaritan, like how she's brought up.
She's
like,
hoarding all her cash.
Well, yeah, like if there was, you know, because people starving in wherever, it's like, you know, it wouldn't take her much there wouldn't be any of that kind of thing anymore.
Yeah, how many billions does she need?
Exactly, you know, like, yeah, you're quite the good Samaritan, you know what I mean, so.
Mm-hmm. But she actually runs her production, because Harpo Productions, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. She doesn't even have time to spend her money. Like, isn't that sick? Mm-hmm. She's so busy working, she has no time to spend. And even when even when she gives away all that stuff on her show, or what she used to, Oprah's whatever, it's like, it's all donated. So she doesn't even spend money on that.
Is she still working video? I thought she retired.
No, she retired. I think she does some other shows, but, you know, looking back.
Yeah.
Bring back Sally Jesse Raphael.
Yeah, her and her red glasses.
And Donahue. He was all right.
Running up and down the aisles with his microphone.
Well, he protested the Iraq war, and they yanked him. Yeah,
or that's the story.
Well, that's right. Could be bullshit.
Banizer writes in the chat, my dad says he knows someone who won $5 million, not personally. Okay.
Well, $5 million is still chump change, right? Compared to those, how many, 240-some billion or million? Mm-hmm. The Powerball
winning? Sure, you could do quite a bit of damage with $5 million there, Vidya.
I don't think so.
No? All right.
It's funny, too, recently I happened to see that this whole Dr. Oz is in some, well, alleged hot water, but, you know, obviously we know this just propagating bullshit. But he, you know, because he's referring, like, all these products or something that don't work or something like that. But, you know, with a name like Dr. Oz, it's like just in my face, you know.
Yeah, that's another tax on stupid there, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just says, hey, this magic potion will work. Everybody run here and buy this.
My name is Dr. Oz. So,
and if he's not selling it, he's even more stupid than the stupid he's selling to.
Yeah. Well, just gullible people who just think, you know, this guy's legitimate when he's got a last name, Oz. Yeah, I'm not
as in the wizard. Yeah, well done, yeah.
How did that happen? Yeah.
Yeah. So, guys, if you guys don't mind, we got many chatters here, so I'm just going to step away for 2 minutes or so.
No, don't step away, Johnny.
No,
don't do it.
For a cigarette. I'm not going for a cigarette.
No, don't leave us.
Actually, no, I'm doing good on the patch here. I haven't.
Good.
Yeah, I haven't been smoking. I quit, and I definitely want to.
Yippee!
Just because the other day I bought a few packs because I've been on the patch for a while, and I. Every once in a while, I fell off the wagon for a bit and would smoke again. And a few days ago, I bought two packs, and I was shocked that I had to pay $22 for two packs of cigarettes. And I was like, wow, if that isn't an incentive for me to quit. Because, you know.
There you go.
Yeah, it's getting a little too pricey. And
$22 for two packages?
That's how much I paid, yeah.
Ooh, that's $11, like a Celtic.
$11?
$22?
Yeah. So no, I'm just gonna.
Pretty soon it's gonna be 33.
Yeah. I think Johnny wants to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go see the little boys' room and maybe make a coffee, and you guys can discuss something. I'll give you as a topic: jelly beans. Discuss.
What he said was, "Smoke them if you got them."
Mm-hmm. Smoke them.
My guinea pig produces bad tasting jelly beans. Don't eat them.
What do you do with your guinea pig? Where does your guinea pig live?
A little hutch.
Yeah, aren't you up on the second floor? Isn't that your apartment?
Nope.
I think you used to have a video out there with you and your birds.
Oh yeah, I could have. Yeah, that was years ago. Ancient history, Vidya.
What do I know? And time just flies. I'm having too much fun.
It does. But it's good to hear Stephen's voice again. We spoke last year, I think, didn't we?
Yep, probably last year. Good to hear you, Cinderella. Although I've heard you many times listening back
to
the audios. For sure.
Oh, on Abs?
On everywhere.
Your good days and your bad. You're just so much fun to listen to, Rollo.
Yeah, you
are. I'm good today.
That's good.
Yeah.
You're always good. Even when you're bad, you're good.
Oh, man. Don't blow too much smoke.
Where the sun don't shine.
$22 smoke.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying the all the Johnny Clues, and I'm looking forward to the... So, what was it? 42, they did Zach deconstructed 42, right? I missed that.
Nope, not as well as I did.
Are you... Yeah, that's right, you did it before, right?
Catches on a rerun.
Yeah.
42...
Yes, Douglas.
What did
Adam.
Zach say about 42? Did he talk about it with Banizer?
Yeah, it was on
the dustbin. Last night?
Yeah, I missed it, so I have to wait for it to be posted.
I always have to miss those Thursdays.
Oh, I listened to about probably a quarter of it. Yeah. But then I came home from work.
Yeah, it's an interesting site, his site, how he puts things together. Are you into all that, Jan?
Yeah, sure.
Astrology? Yeah, sure.
And that other site as well, that Secrets Hidden in Plain Sight site, website.
Just is another one of us pattern seekers, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, you got numbers and symbols, and numbers are
it's everywhere.
Yeah.
When people are blind, they don't see anything.
Mm-hmm. What's the method where they start using the 1x9 type of thing to add things up?
Nine's a magic number, isn't it? Yeah, anything multiplied by 9 and then you add them together, you get 9.
No, I mean, like, they look at the alphabet in order from 1 to 9 and then use that. It's called gematria. It has a specific name.
Right.
Instead of just, like, saying G is 11 or whatever, they count it by rows of 9. That's how he starts adding up numbers.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are several ways of doing it. It's a different system.
Yeah,
you have the Gematria and you have the Pythagorean system.
Yeah, there's a really good app you can get. You can download from the Play Store from Google themselves.
So what's
all your different flavors of numerology?
So Pythagorean is just going straight to however many letters there
like
are.
The ASCII,
right?
of numerology, that's the main one, isn't it? Pythagorean?
Yeah, that's the old one.
People say Fox is 666, right?
Yes.
What are they using there to... That's gematria, right? Like rows of 9, they count to 9.
No, you just reduced the two last numbers. F is letter number 6. O is, you reduce it to 6, and X you reduce it to 6.
Oh, you're saying reducing, actually counting up from the actual alphabet if you just counted all the numbers.
No, O is the letter number...
So O may be 15. So yeah, that's
1 plus 5 is 6. So then you have to reduce it. It's like reducing 4 formulas.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you start mixing all those things together, then I don't know how.
In my room, so I can watch Netflix.
And 666, the significance, Jan, is the number of the beast, right?
Yeah, it's satanic.
Yeah.
You had D-Day. It was on the 6th of June, 1943, and 6:06 in the morning. So it was 06:06:06. That must be a coincidence. Sending all these people into the crossfire of machine guns. Welcome to France. Yes.
Yeah, but when you... When you start mixing all those methods together, it's like, I don't know, it doesn't seem as accurate to me if you can mix all those different methods together in one name. I don't know if they could, that could be coincidence in my opinion, more so than doing it all in one method, you know?
No, they have to mix different methods because if not, it would to be too easy for us to crack it. That is why they do it like that, of course.
Mm.
If it all was done in one method, it would be too easy, and people would have cracked it ages ago. That is why.
So there must be different levels of awakeness then, Jan.
Yeah, like sure.
Slightly awake, and then a bit more awake, and then, yeah.
Maybe we're going to wake up even more.
Yeah. Still more for us to find out, Vidya.
I think so. We'll maybe figure out the math.
You have to watch Beautiful Mind to understand what they're doing.
Now, he's not an Australian. He's actually a New Zealander.
So. No, he's an Australian.
He's not. It's a good that's Ron Howard's thing. Yeah, that's quite odd now. Yeah, it's good film. I enjoyed it.
That's a pretty cool movie, though. He's cracking codes from the paper, and everybody thinks he's crazy. What's his name? Russell Crowe. Yep.
That's fine. He's in that new Noah thing. Apparently, he said, I don't know, if you don't want to be an extra on that film, because it's raining everyone froze, you know. based on Noah's Ark or something. I haven't seen it. Didn't appeal to me.
Actually, guys, Johan.
Johnny's back.
Yeah, sorry. Hi, yeah, I'm back. Johan Box, he threw in a link the other day about the whole Noah's Ark movie, and there was a link about the director explaining why he used, CGI or for the animals or whatnot. I'll try to find it and throw it in the show notes if I can, but. Not that they'd be using real animals, you know, for all this, but I don't buy that whole thing anyway, so.
Did they take two kangaroos?
Two by two.
Yeah. Sorry to cut you off. Just going to update you on Bannister. He's been writing up a storm here. He wrote, what's wrong with the little It's room? You're sexist. He wrote... So I replied to him, I am sexy, you're right, Bannister. And then he writes, yes, he did. I'm not sure what he's talking about there. Then he writes, he gave us Zachary Hubbard's website, and that's freetofindtruth.blogspot.ca. And the gematria he wrote in, so these all add up to 42, these next words. New, sin, war, gun, UFO, Tim, Dow. So those all equal up to 42.
Did he say Tim?
Yes.
Through Tim. Which through which method?
How, Tim?
The mixture.
Yeah.
So how long did my jelly bean conversation go, guys?
2 seconds.
I don't think it started.
Oh okay. Well, it was a failure.
Oh no, maybe I think Rollo said a word or two.
All right, that's good. So what were we talking about here? You said we were going through the whole number stuff, or sorry, I cut someone off there. I just wanted to let everyone know I have returned. So
how's the coffee?
It's good.
I can smell it.
It's not the same.
It smells
it's
good.
Not the same without the cigarette, but you know, it'll have to do. The patch is working pretty good.
Keep at it, mate.
Yeah, well.
Keep at it.
Yeah, it gets easier, and you just get used to it. I find it was more just the habit of it, so.
I didn't use patches. I just did the.
Oh, yeah? Cold turkey kind of
thing? Yeah, mate. Yeah, mate. I was not pleasant to be around for a fortnight, I tell you.
Fortnight.
Took a fortnight.
What's a fortnight? 7 days.
He was cold and he was a turkey.
Fortnight's 14 days.
14.
Well, that's a benefit with the patch. It, you know, you don't get the withdrawal cravings. You know, I really haven't when I've had the patch on. It's more just the habit I found that was hard to get used to. But once you get over that hump, it's a lot easier. I definitely find it harder when you're drinking. So I probably cut back on any kind of drinking, which is a good thing anyway. Save that money. And so maybe Dusty will hear this and, you know, maybe consider it, because I know he's got a smoking habit as well. And, jeez, if I can, you know, almost lick it,
It's a war that goes on in your mind, that your mind will do anything, and it will lie, cheat, and steal in your mind to get you to have that one more cigarette. It is just the worst. It's the pits, and it's the hardest thing I've ever had to stop.
Yeah, you definitely have to have some kind of will that you want to quit.
Oh yeah, you've got to make a game of it. You've got to say, no way, I'm going to beat you. I'm going to beat you. Yeah. When the pangs come, and they come in waves quickly to begin with,
yeah.
And then they eventually
even out. With the patch, you don't get that. It's just like It's like smoking through your skin, right?
Yeah, I don't really, I don't really notice it at all, like any kind of feeling at all.
But you're not going through the high anxiety and the lows. And,
no, yeah.
Like I think that you're not riding a roller coaster. It's just this calm all the way through.
I have actually noticed that food is, you know, food is starting to be more flavorful when I actually eat now.
And smell better or smell worse. Yeah.
Yeah. Olfactory will start working again. Yeah.
But yeah, I wrote down on just a piece of paper, like, all the reasons why I wanted to quit, just to reinforce any time I started feeling a bit, you know, like a craving, just go read that list again, just to, you know, solidify why I want to quit and whatnot. So far, so good, and I'll just keep going there. I'm on step two right now out of the three
That's
steps.
That's cool.
So, yeah. Well, I thank you, Vidir, for bringing it even into my mind. I never really thought about it. Like, seriously, before.
See, I had to keep working on you for how long?
Yeah,
and then finally, I'll buy that patch.
Yeah. So.
Good on
now
you.
We gotta work. We gotta. Well, hey, anytime, Rollo.
You're a legend.
So, guys, if you don't mind, I'll just do my little one of my favorite parts of the show, and that's recommending people I follow and agree with. You know, for the most part. So, I'm gonna
start. Dandix.
Pardon me?
Dandix.
Dandix.
No, definitely not.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Continue.
Yeah. Into the Fire documentary is the best.
So I got the Dust Band broadcast. I'll plug those guys right now. Two normal guys, and I, you know, I got to know them pretty good, and I never miss a Dust Band show, so anyone should be listening to them. Everyone should be going to fakeologist.com. And this is for mostly just anyone who might have stumbled across this. I know all of the people on this call obviously would agree with all this, but I always try to make it that there might be someone new coming onto the scene. So fakeologist.com, definitely check out. cluesforum.info, and I think now you actually have to put maybe the www.cluesforum.info now. Ever since the whole thing. I might be wrong about that, but and then last but not least, the Hoaxbusters call with Chris Kendall, and he does that on Mondays. You can find that on TalkShoe. And Chris has a blog as well, and that is hoaxbusterscall.blogspot.ca. So that's just things I want to throw out there for people who might be new to this to check out if they're into media fakery and whatnot. So anyway,
I think they should all be locked up, every one of them.
Yeah.
Ali Jagged.
So yeah, any topics you guys want to bring up, that's fine.
When are you going to interview Simon Shack?
I don't know. That's kind of
looking forward to that one.
Well, that'll be intimidating for me, you know. Kind of
what?
Well, I just
you go easy on you.
Well, I'm sure. I just think of the Wayne's World. You know, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy, kind of thing. So just because I don't, really, but I could definitely, want to bring up the whole Edward Snowden stuff with him because he's really exposed a lot about that.
He's on your waiting list.
Oh, is he really?
Hey,
Ben is there. Welcome to the call.
Hey, didn't you do 4 hours with him, Anderson?
With Simon,
that one, you guys were on for all night long.
Yeah, Jan Eric
was on. Started you at night and woke up to you guys.
Yeah.
Jan was also on that call too, right, Banister?
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, someone tell me if I heard this on one of your talks or I made it up in my own brain. All right. Molly B. Denham. Molybdenum, the atomic number. There you go. Figure it out.
Molybdenum?
Molybdenum.
As I always say, where are you going with this?
Someone said, Molly B. Denham, the atomic number of Molly B. Denham or molybdenum. Someone explained that. The guy who said Molly B. Denham was wrong in pronouncing it.
Okay, I think you lost us.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Yeah, you definitely lost me, yeah.
I thought you were talking about unobtainium.
Yes.
That's a good one. What film are we talking about here, people?
See, y'all forgot. There's no way I heard this elsewhere. That's the atomic number of molybdenum, which is 42. So that was during the Zach show with Ab.
Oh, something he said? Oh, okay.
Maybe.
sounds like
that's what I was asking, but nobody remembered.
That's one of the minerals from the periodic table talking about then.
No, I just remember people saying, somebody said molybdenum, and they were like, no, it's called molybdenum.
How do you spell it? M-O-L-I-B.
Yep.
Everybody's researching right now.
D-E-N-U-M.
Molybdenum. There we go. It's an alloy.
There you go.
I don't know where else I would have heard this.
It's element 42. You're right, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. So are you fact-checking here?
There you
go. I mean, he sells it.
I wonder if anyone remembered that. I think Zach actually was on the show then. I'm not sure who corrected him.
There you go.
Hey, we all need correction from time to time. None of us are perfect, except you, Dan.
Thank you.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah, you got your own little, you got your cartridge, Rolo, of, where are you going with this? Well, I'm working on my own, too, and I'm going to adopt it right now, because in episode 5, I said it many times, is that I'm not buying this, right? So that's my catchphrase now. I'm not buying it. Johnny's not buying it.
I was listening to Johnny Clues 5, and I thought it was just bullshit. Bullshit.
Yeah, I know.
I counted how many times you said it. You know how many? It was.
33?
You can count them. Curb your enthusiasm with that word. It loses its power.
Yeah, well, that just goes to show what alcohol, you know, because I didn't even notice I was, saying it so much. So hopefully tonight's been a bit cleaner, but, you know.
You sure have cleaned your act.
Fucking A.
Yeah, exactly.
There you do.
So actually, I was talking to Mark's man. He's a fakeologist, and he brought up a video the other night, last night that I watched, and it was about the whole BBC TV license extortion stuff. So, it's kind of new to me.
Just before you get started, Johnny, just before you get started, just regarding Mark's man, and if he's listening to this, or if he does, I just want to, I was a bit rude to him on Dustman 13, I think.
Okay.
And I kind of, I could take it, I'd do anything.
It's okay, I think he still loves you.
Oh, look, I didn't, thought, I had first impressions are wrong, I thought he spoke funny and swore too much.
Well, I think he was.
And I was rude to him.
I think he had.
But, listening to him on Johnny 5, he's obviously a well-read guy and, way more a fakeologist than I'll probably ever be. So Mark's man, just a shout out to say, well done, mate. And, hopefully we get to chat and we can sort of make things better. Anyway, so keep going, Johnny.
Well, I'm sure there's no hard feelings or whatnot. And I didn't even really get to know him either. And he seems like a pretty, nice guy and everything. So I was, I was pretty touched with his give me a shout out on a YouTube video. So no one's done that before. So, he brought up a video about, he was talking about the whole BBC TV license extortion racket. And, it's kind of new to me. I didn't really ever look into it or anything. But it was very interesting. I'll definitely there's two videos about it. And the first one, it really shows how, they're getting you to pay for TV, I guess, or something. I don't, maybe you guys are aware of this more than I am, but in a lot of these commercials, it's like they're really throwing a lot of fear porn at you, saying like, we're on to you. I don't know. The video speaks for itself. I'll definitely throw it in the show notes for anyone who...
We know where you live. Pay up, slave.
Yeah, basically. I think that they even say something to that effect in one of them.
The Tavistock Psychological Warfare Corporation is after you. Pay.
So they're soliciting, going to your door and whatnot, and like, I guess for...
Yeah, they send goons. Theodore.
So yeah, in this video, a lot of them, it's just they show people recording these solicitors coming to their door to ask if they have a TV and whatnot and all this. And I guess if you do, you have to pay some fine or I don't really.
Yeah, you have the same thing here in Norway.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very interesting video.
I'm not sure if they still have the license. Are you talking about licensing?
Yeah.
Licensing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they come and they have detective vans, and if you haven't paid your license, that was in the 80s.
Working.
Yeah.
I think that was in
big scam.
In the 80s, but I'm not sure that they do that anymore.
Oh, yes.
They couldn't be bothered. It'd be too much money to get the money back, you know. They wouldn't bother over anymore.
Well, they are at it still.
Are they? All right.
Oh, yes.
Wasn't that just for aerial? Do they not have cable?
No, it was free to air, I think.
Now they don't run a digital cable into your house with your internet and everything else?
Yeah, but the public broadcast is over the air still.
But yeah, the first video, I'll throw these in the show notes, these videos, but the first one was pretty telling, and it was interesting and whatnot, and then there's even another link that Marksman sent me, and it was with John Cleese. Now, isn't he from Monty Python, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So it was a commercial for this whole, you better have a TV license kind of thing, and there's all kinds of different actors, I guess, from that area of the world. A lot of them I never even heard of, but Bob Geldof makes an appearance in this commercial as well. And we know all about how he hates Mondays. So,
and he's knighted by the Queen.
Yeah, it was very interesting. So I'll throw that commercial in as well. And it's just, it was definitely interesting that I hadn't even really heard about this kind of stuff. So hat tip to Marksman for just shine a light on this kind of subject.
Sir Bob Geldof.
Oh, sorry, yes. Does he have two birthdays like the Queen as well?
I guess.
Yeah. So.
Is Sir another 33?
Yes. Sir Bob.
So there was another, one more interesting story I found the other day. One I actually wanted to dive into and start doing some post on it, but I only have so much time. But I'm hoping at some point before it gets old and is totally yesterday's news to look into it. And it was there was three arrested in Midtown Toronto armored truck robbery shootout. This happened a few days ago, and I think it was there was a lot of magic numbers in it and whatnot, and I really want to look into this one a little more, but that's the one thing I like about actually having this broadcast is that before I would just do the posting, break stories and all that and have to take a lot of time dissecting them and marking them up and whatnot and trying to, at least for myself, proving what I'm talking about. Whereas now I have this broadcast, I can at least just bring up the subjects and then throw them in the show notes, and still be able to kind of talk about them where I don't have to take all that time, posting it and, So that's one benefit of having this show is that I can bring these kind of stuff, these subjects up at least, and then I can have it in the show notes permanently so they don't get lost and whatnot, so. But yeah, it was
a good idea.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Ben Azair.
Ben Azair.
Yeah, Ben Azair, yeah. So yeah, it's these three. They're all 18 as well, for their age, and there's a lot of suspicious stuff. And I think they only had supposedly one handgun, and they're gonna rob an armored truck. Well, I would think armored truck people have weapons and that, and these kids wouldn't know that. They just went to try to rob them with one gun. I got a problem even believing that, but so.
It's bullshit.
Yeah. Yes, if it's on the news, it's bullshit. I like what you're saying, Jan, how if it's not news, it's propaganda. Just
that's right.
Don't beat around the bush.
The latest propaganda spellcast. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what you can call it.
You should come up with a good acronym for news.
They're casting spells, that is what
they're
doing.
There's gotta be something never ever really.
Spell casting. It's not broadcasting, it's spell casting.
Spell casting, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. It's a good one.
Our owners are into black magic. That's a thing.
So, do you mind if I go back to that Dan Dix guy?
Yes, we'd like
dangling, dangling Dix.
Yeah, so that guy, someone had the picture up of those, like, three guys. It was from, he was the one on the left, right? The picture of the three, like.
Stooges.
Yeah, is that supposed to be the same guy? Or was that Goldbug saying all that?
I'm not sure.
It was in the chat there.
Oh, okay.
That's all I saw, his picture.
It was
the one
well
on the left.
One, right? Well Aware One.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
Yeah, I think isn't Well Aware
Does
One
have that
of,
picture? Isn't, anyway, is the guy on the left definitely him, Dan Dix?
Yes.
He was the one that was in the video presentation at the Architects and Engineers for 9/11. Not A&E Arts and Entertainment. You guys just
Arts and Entertainment.
Yeah.
So he was in that video, yeah.
Yeah, but that's correct, Banazir. And the Well Aware One thing you're talking about, Dan Dix was the guy on the left for sure.
Okay, yeah.
With
that's
the beard,
him.
Yeah.
And he was the one that
went to
Mark walked actually walked past?
Yeah, in this
video for you.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
That video will be posted.
So he's a guy in Toronto, eh?
Yes, Dan Dix, I guess, is from Toronto, I guess. And he does.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
So as I was looking up those videos there for you, I just put in the chat again. Someone's taking lots of video at the Richard Gage conference in Toronto.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the one I just put in the link for you.
Mm-hmm. I've seen this.
This is Richard Gage in Toronto 2014, Rethink 9/11. If you go to about 142 in, you see an old woman on the microphone there. She's a dead ringer for the interrupter at the one we went to. David, can we go now?
Is that her?
I don't know. I don't have any pictures or video of her, but as soon as I saw this, I'm like, that's her. It could very well.
Did you put the link in the chat?
Yes.
It's in the chat, the Skype chat right now. But sadly, I can't check it out because my internet's out. So.
At what time, Mark?
Are you just on your phone or something?
No, I'm still able to use Skype for some reason.
No internet. Well,
but I can't.
How does that work?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's what stumped me too. But after this call, I'm going to try to mess around with it again and see.
It better not be like a cartoon character who runs off a cliff and he's out there and he realizes there's no ground below him. He goes, "Uh oh!" and he starts falling.
Yeah, I think Jan asked.
You'll realize you have no internet and your Skype will cut out.
Yeah.
Architects and Engineers, the great disinfo tour.
Sure.
Yes.
The only one who could verify this, I suppose, is Dusty or my wife. I'll have to show them. But sadly, we did not get her on video. Well, we could analyze the voice. Yeah. Sounds like some sort of... Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, distinguish yourself from Dusty.
It's a network.
It's network.
Hey,
distinguish yourself from Dusty. I'm just trying to figure out who's who.
Oh, okay.
Like, in your chat. I have a hard time telling you guys apart.
Our voices are that similar, really?
Yeah, to me.
Well, you're
always on the same talk together, you know. It's hard to tell who's who.
Right.
So I know.
I'm the shorter of the two, if that helps.
No. Dusty is younger guy.
I'm younger, if that means anything.
He's younger.
He's 40. How old is he? 42, something like that. 36.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear? Not hear? Can you hear that in her voice?
No, I can't.
I don't know how to help you there. I'm the one at the beginning.
Go and get some.
Saying,
hey,
welcome,
Steve. Steve, yeah. Go and get some earbuds. Go and get some earbuds. Shove them in. Give him a good twizzle. Seriously, Dusty's got a way deeper voice.
Yeah, I don't find the... I can tell the difference.
I find that offensive, Roll. How dare you say that?
Hey, Mickey Mouse. Hey, Pluto.
And Dusty does a superb James Fetzer.
That's right.
You can't get any closer than that.
You don't get a better James Benson than Dusty. Yeah, he's really good at it.
Yeah. Thanks, Badir. Sorry about that. I didn't notice you were you got cut off there, but you're back in the room now. So,
who's the music expert between Benazir or Dusty?
I think Dusty. Right?
I reckon Dan. I think Dusty's the more movies.
Yes.
See, you bastards can't tell them apart either.
No,
that's a loaded question.
Yeah, I think they both know music pretty good, but Dusty is the movie buff, I think.
Well, how would you know if you considered us as being one voice? We would be just sort of schizophrenic and know everything.
You could be that, you could be that guy.
I know you're different people, but I'm trying to like separate you guys totally.
You just have to listen more of their broadcast, probably, Steve. So. That might help.
They do speak over each other. They do. So it'd be quite a trick.
Yeah. They're exactly alike. They like the same things and say the same things. Yeah. It's the almost same like guy.
Who has brainwashed who? Yes.
Hey, Steve, are we all the same person? We all like the same things, don't we?
No. I know who you are, Rollo.
Oh, yeah. Who am I? I don't know who I am. Yeah. If I don't know who I am, you don't.
I know you.
Oh.
Good news, guys and girl. My web surfing's back now. I just tried it and it is working again. So I'm glad for that.
Did you close the browser window and reopen it?
No, I just refreshed and it finally. But it was the company. The company even was having technical issues. So, but yeah, it's all working now. So I'm glad, just because there's a lot of links been thrown into the Skype chat here that I kind of want to save, so just to throw into the show notes. So, yeah.
Neither of them are PC experts, that's for sure. Right, Rollo?
What was that? I missed that.
I said neither of them are music experts, right, Rollo?
Oh, come on. They know it all.
You're the music expert.
Me? All I know is AC/DC. Boy Meets Girl.
And Mental as anything.
Hey, there you with the sad face, Ben. Come back to my place. Live it up.
All right. I can't turn that down.
Bazzer, when were you born?
In 1978.
Had to think about it.
I was born in 82. Yeah, he had to think about it. I didn't.
Well, you knew it was coming. You were asking the questions.
What's this, the Spanish Inquisition?
I don't know.
I can change topics on you, so I'll bring up one of my last subjects.
Ooh, Johnny's got the power.
Yeah.
Hey, Johnny, when were you born? Answer is
I did. Right? 74.
74?
That's too hard.
Are you, like, System of a Down?
Yeah. Well, I used to. I don't really anymore, but I'm pretty much just classical music and Buckethead.
Cool, man.
And Buckethead for the most part. Just because I'm not a fan of lyrics anymore, really.
Yeah, I heard you say that. Yeah, wow. So you're into, what was the one you suggested?
Who?
Was it Henrik Górecki?
The classical music?
Or was it, which was the classical one that you mentioned?
That is Sergei Rachmaninoff.
Oh, Rachmaninoff, third. Or Rachmaninoff, he has a really beautiful tune. But his third's really hard to play.
Yeah.
But that was in a film called, Australian film. What was it called? Shine. If you guys haven't seen that,
no.
And you want a good film about sort of mental anguish and music, well, combined, it actually beat Tom Cruise's Show Me the Money. He won the Academy Award '97 for that role. Jeffrey Rush.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely worth a watch if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, actually, the Rachmaninoff, I hadn't even heard of him, right? But I started listening to it and liked it. But then I kind of always want to know a bit more, who is this person? So went to YouTube, looked up a video. It was more or less a documentary about him. Now, is it all true? I have no idea anymore in this kind of awakening, if it's all true or whatnot. But I kind of wanted to know a bit about him, and it was interesting, and I plan on going through a lot more classical music, people. I just find it pretty relaxing and
more relaxing than Motorhead?
Yeah, or like Slayer or something like that, you know.
Slayer, oh yeah.
How about
yeah.
Listen to some Yngwie Malmsteen and you get the best of both worlds.
That's true, I guess, right?
They're trying to build a prison.
Or Steve Vai. Steve Vai is up there. He does a lot of instrumentals.
Yeah.
If you like guitar.
I like the whole the Buckethead thing. It's a bit... I seem to like it, so... But
I haven't heard him. Sounds like a sort of a punk band.
He wears a KFC bucket on his head.
I like Devo. Dun, 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 dun. Crack that whip.
Hey, Rollo, speaking of Steve Vai, I went and saw him back in 2007 in Vancouver, and Dusty was at the same concert there. But he wasn't that good, actually. We left early, and he left early, too. We were both sort of not satisfied with the concert. Yeah, he went into an acoustic set. It was just going on and on and on. It was just,
That's Devo?
Yeah. Steve Vai.
Oh, Steve Vai.
Steve Vai.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny, we were both at the same concert years before we met, yeah. It's our backstory.
Oh, wow, that's what you were getting at. Oh, good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you were chatting one day and said, I was there too.
Yeah, I can't find my stuff. That's our backstory. We should do a flashback episode negative something. And that's how we met.
You brought up...
When did we meet?
On an AB chat. Definitely.
I think so. I remember it well. It made me laugh so hard.
Oh, that was the Missing Raw episode, of course. Yes. Yeah.
Very funny.
That was a good one. Sorry, Johnny.
Yeah, it's okay. Rollo, since you brought up Devo, is it? Yeah, you brought up Devo, right?
I did.
Okay, well, one amazing song. It's called Come Back, Johnny. Just great. I love it, right?
Come Back, Johnny.
You've been chopping all those Johnny songs.
Yeah.
Man, you've got an ego that just needs stroking to hell.
No, the deer knows what I was talking about.
What about freedom of choice? Freedom of choice. When you've got it, you don't want it, seems to be the rule of thumb. You've got two ways to go. Freedom of choice. That's a Devo song.
Okay, because I know that song, but it was remade by a band called Snapcase. But I'm sure the Devo is much better, so.
Good, yep.
Yeah, I was talking to Vidira. I'm planning on, at some point, maybe kind of updating my show a bit and getting it to the Dustband Aberrato level where I can play clips and play opening and closing music that probably most people won't want to hear, but, you know.
No, that's always good. It makes it sound so much more, it's good stuff.
Do you guys like the music on Dustband? Is it worthwhile, or?
Yeah, well, always different.
Snapcase is hardcore. Snapcase is hardcore, right, Johnny?
Yeah, well, it's heavy. Yeah, yep. It's pretty heavy, I guess. But
yeah, but Ben, you always pick your music for your guest, right?
I try to. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Great Southern Land, you gave us by Ice House.
There you go.
The one
yeah.
I was on.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, I was telling Bandis here. In a chat yesterday, I think that I'm hoping in the future, maybe when you do your show notes, if you can throw in at least the name or whatever of the intro and outro song, just so we know or whatever, because I'd like to know, because some of the songs I'm like, I don't know who that is.
You have to come looking for it. if anyone's paying attention, I guess you are.
Well, of course, yeah. So
no, I have it all written out. Yeah, I'm cataloging everything. It's taking a while, but
yeah.
There's an app, Johnny, on a smartphone. I think. Where you just put it up next to the speaker and it'll tell you the actual tune.
I don't have a smartphone. So.
Yeah, it's cheating.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It is, isn't it?
My friend had it. Shazam is the one on there.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
I have that too. Like, it takes the fun out of it. You got to figure it out.
That's it.
I like Rush, by the way. I was just messing around with you, man.
Yeah, Rush.
What's your favorite Rush tune, Steve?
Messing around with who? Sorry?
Oh, I was just messing around with you when I said that you like bad music. Rush is pushing the Androg agenda.
You said that to me?
in the Hostbusters chat, but I was just checking with you. But Rush...
Oh, sorry. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Now I'm offended, and now I forgive you. It's okay.
No, it's just Rush, all I heard over and over again was Tom Sawyer.
Yeah.
For like my entire upbringing, they played it on the radio endlessly.
Yeah,
that's an awesome song, in my opinion. But
it is.
I think so. Yeah. But I'm a pretty big Rush fan too. Like, I couldn't name a favorite because they got so many great songs. So, and I don't. A lot of people are hard on Geddy Lee, but I like his, you know, his voice. But I also listen to Primus. So,
and which Rush song was played? Which Rush song is played on the radio more than Tom Sawyer, or even close to as much?
Which Rush song? Probably Closer to the Heart.
The one that one, is it the one that starts? That one? Is it that one?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that one is.
Ah, it's, what's it called? Oh, it'll come to me.
Rush song?
Yeah.
With a guitar riff?
I had two older sisters that always listen to that shit. And if
that's the guitar riff, then maybe it could be Spirit of Radio. Isn't that a
Yeah, that's the one. Johnny, that's the one. That's him, mate. Yeah, I'm so just glad you got it from my bad impression.
Well, yeah.
Oh, how does that go? I'm trying to even think it now. I can't even. Oh, it's going to flange over too, like over top. Yeah.
Yeah, so if you guys don't mind, I'll do my movie requests for the week.
Requests or reviews?
Reviews, yes.
All right. Since, you can go find them all you want. Go ahead. We're not stopping you.
Yeah, no.
We're not a video store.
Well, I just like to throw out there just in case, because sometimes I take breaks from the whole media fakery. And
I want happy, scrappy hero pop.
Well, I gotta make it, you know, the way I do things, you know what I mean? Just change it up from everyone else, so. Cause sometimes I get, you know, kind of brought down by the media fakery, and I like to watch movies, so. So, the whole Zachary Hubbard stuff got me thinking about the number 23, which I've watched with Jim Carrey not too long. I didn't mind that movie.
All right. Decent. What was his point of the 23 again in that? Do you remember? Like, what was up with it?
I can't remember.
That was one thing I meant to ask him. I forgot to.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of Jim Carrey, another good movie that I actually hadn't watched for the longest time. I just watched it like 2 months ago maybe, was The Truman Show. I had never watched it, which a lot of people have probably seen it.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, I just never got into it. But I did watch it and I enjoyed it. The first 5 seconds are pretty telling for sure, when the producer, whatever, says his thing right at the start of the movie. First 5 seconds of when he speaks is pretty telling. So,
you know, when he gets to the edge of the water,
yeah,
and he bumps into the wall, that is like so much like the internet for me.
Yeah.
Like a Truman Show. Mm-hmm. Where when I was doing my research, it's like you've got to this point where there must be someone that asked this question and it's not there and you can't find it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I enjoyed that one. And another one I watched that I own is, I'm not a huge fan of M. Night Shyamalan, but...
Shyamalan.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Tomato, tomato. So that one would be The Village. I don't know if anyone have seen that one.
I haven't seen that in a while.
Was good. That was like one of those movies that inverts inside out. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a good movie. I don't know if it's
very much like The Awakening, right? That we all experience.
Yeah, in a way, yeah. And the last one I'll throw out there is the movie called Sublime. Like the first three, I did find the full movies. Sublime, I haven't found it yet to be able to throw up for people, but it's interesting, but it's kind of, I guess, I didn't really find it, you know, it's, I don't know if it's considered horror, but there's just one pretty gory part near the end, but it's a really good story, so that one is called Sublime. So yeah, anyone can check those out. Just wanted to do my my movie clip part of the show, so.
Anyway, I'm gonna give a star system.
I'm 3 for 4 there, Johnny.
Pardon me?
I'm 3 for 4 there.
Okay. You've seen 3 or 4?
Yep. 23, Village, and The Truman Show. I haven't seen Sublime, though.
Okay. Same with me, actually, yeah.
Okay, yeah. But, yeah, it looks like we must have lost Jan when I was doing my movie.
I think he nodded off.
So I'll add Jan.
He's not much for goodbyes.
No. I'll add him in again.
He just fades away.
Yeah, he probably hung up. Back to the number 23 for a sec.
Yes, sure.
Actually, I remember when that came out and it was a big deal, and Jim Carrey came out on Jay Leno or one of the talk shows, mm-hmm. and he was explaining things sort of like Zach. He goes, you know, if you take this, you get 23. If you do this, this, this,
exactly.
He's all 23, on and on and on, right?
Yeah.
And then he did one thing, and I knew he was wrong. He mentioned, I think, something about the Toronto Maple Leafs and a Stanley Cup. Oh. And I knew whatever it was he was talking about, and I was like, that's wrong. Do I have to check all his other things now? He might have just been making them all up. I don't know.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of fact check him. So there's something wrong with what he said. I wonder if that clip's online.
Yeah, just that whole interview.
I thought that was interesting. Yeah, I was like, well,
Ben, do you think
about,
he might have just
How about that movie,
misspoke?
Case 39?
Maybe, yeah.
What's happening?
Remember that movie? Case 39?
No, is that good?
Yeah. Ooh, that's really good.
Okay, I haven't seen it. I'll throw it in my to-watch pile, so.
It's getting bigger and bigger, Johnny.
It is, yes. I might have to take next week off, so. Just for the sake, so. Just to
And I did
everything.
Calculate, sorry, Johnny.
Go ahead. Sorry about
that. Oh, I did calculate Slarty Bartfest, by the way, Rollo.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, equals 166, so. There's something there.
And the rest of you guys are going, what the fuck is Slarty Bartfest?
Yeah. He's the one who he designed Norway and won an award for it.
He did. Wow. It was all nice and crinkly.
Yeah. There's another thing because
we've lost Jan, so Jan's not there to get that joke.
No, yeah. Too bad. Oh, well.
I tried him once and it didn't connect, but I'll try him again. Maybe.
I think there's a lot more in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy than it even gets credit for. It's sort of underground, popular. It's very low key.
Is that good too? I've never seen that one either.
No, well, the movie's not great.
Okay.
Yeah, the book's good. Even the radio shows, listen to the radio shows are good. But the TV series did it for me. That was the best.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the computer, the hand-drawn computer scene.
Yeah. Amazing. For 1981, it was fantastic. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And the narration.
Humor is, what would you say? What would you say if I'm not from planet Earth, but I'm from a planet called Beetlejuice? And his response is, I don't know. Is that the thing you're likely to say?
Yeah.
You know, really great gags like that. You know, these huge metal ships came and hung in the air exactly the same way that bricks don't.
Right.
Yeah, it's just a real quirky sense of humor, you know.
But there's a lot of subtle stuff in there, too. Like, his house is going to get demolished, and he doesn't want to, and his friend's trying to interrupt him to try and get him off the planet. And the reasoning of the construction company was, we've got to demolish your house. The plans are you know, in place for this. Yeah. All you had to do was go downtown and find them and find out that your house was going to be demolished. And he's like, what kind of logic is that? So the Vogons show up to destroy the planet, and the people of Earth are complaining, you're going to blow up our planet. What, you know.
For a hyperspace, for exactly the same reason.
Yeah, and then he goes, well, all you had to do is travel to the nearest star system to find the plans. You would have found
only 4 light years away.
Yeah. So it's that kind of thing. It's just like that logic is very prevalent here on Earth.
He's actually from Cambridge, and he's actually in a degree in English. He actually studied English at the deep level. So and then he traveled around Europe when he was a young man, and then we got Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and aren't we the better for it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, makes me laugh so much. And there's a much that's apocryphal. That's a great word.
Yeah.
We don't use that every day. Mm-hmm. You have to look that one up.
So yeah, you got to find that one, Johnny.
Yes.
Apocryphal.
Well, that and the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
So you recommend it for me to watch, Banazer?
Yeah. Read. Yeah. Well, especially if you like British humor and everything. Yeah.
Well, what was that one you recommended? Something about a condor. Condor Man, is that it?
Oh, yes, let me hear you. I noticed that did not make your review there.
Well, it's no dusty recommendation, but, you know, Banazer, you do what you can. So, yeah, no, it wasn't too bad, you know. There was some interesting spots, the whole car scene, you know.
Right? Condor
and
Man.
The jets, Condor the boat scene, too, as well, with all the pew-pew lasers.
Yeah.
But yeah, it had its good moments. So yeah, I did watch that. I did.
I remember watching that as a kid, yeah.
Well, yeah, now you got, you threw a Short Circuit on my list too, right? You're telling me to watch that.
Oh, you must watch that, yes.
Yeah, okay. So.
Condor Man's got that guy that plays,
Crawford.
Michael Crawford, Frank, Frank Spencer. Yeah.
And Oliver Reed was the bad guy. He was the, one of the guys in, what was that Russell Crowe movie? Oh, Gladiator, where he had died beforehand and they had to animate his face to finish.
Yeah,
his,
that's right.
Right.
So you're saying that's the guy who had the marble for an eye?
Yeah, I think that was him. Yeah. He was the guy in Oliver Twist.
Condor Man.
So Vidir and Rollo, you both seen Condor Man?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Vidir, you have?
I don't recall that movie.
Okay. No. Steve?
Nope.
No? Okay.
Oh, there you are. He's still there, yeah.
Watch 42 with Jackie Robinson.
I've been meaning to watch that. Now, he was the first black man into white baseball, right?
Yeah, and he was inserted into the code of the day.
Right.
How about Shaun of the Dead?
I haven't seen that
great
one.
Great film.
That's a good one. Yeah, I love
that. Oh, yeah, that's hilarious.
That's a comedy.
Yes, very funny.
That movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got to watch it. It's very much like reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's got Simon Pegg's in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And really just good. Quickly about Condor Man, I put a little link in there for Wikipedia. If you look at the poster for Condor Man, the logo, the shadow of the logo is like the Third Reich eagle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know if that's...
Usually when I click a link to open it up while I'm on a call, it kind of messes up any talking, so just don't talk for a second, anyone.
Seconds up.
Oh, I was just seeing how long I could go, but yeah. No, it's good, yeah. So what are you saying? Yeah. What did you say again here I'm looking for?
Oh, in the Condor Man logo, it's got like wings on it, but the shadow behind it, it's the... I'm not sure what that's called, but the eagle symbol on the evil Nazi soldiers' uniforms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
That's like that. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I was hoping for more wing action.
I know it's a very especially for a child to watch it. It's a little slow, but
yeah, it was good.
Flying around in that backpack and everything, it's pretty funny. Mm-hmm. And even there's a little Easter egg in Toy Story 3. I think one of the toys is a Condor Man toy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm not the only one in the world who saw that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
So guys, bring something up here because I went through basically anything I...
You're up?
Well, anything I had in my show note kind of thing to bring up tonight, I've kind of went through most of it. So anything you guys want to bring up, just go right ahead.
Did we talk about molybdenum yet?
No, not that I know of. We've lost Vidir. I'm going to try to get her back into the call, though, and I'll try yawn again as well, but continue.
No, I'm just kidding. I know we have talked about it. Is that number 42 element?
Oh, okay. That's right, yeah.
I think we're running on fumes here.
Someone's got to bring something up, I'm sure.
Nobody else is on the call? It's just you and I.
No, I think there's three of us.
I'm here.
Oh, there's Rollo. Say something, man. We're dying out here. Dude.
Well, that's fine. We can wrap it up if no one's got anything more to bring up right now. And
no, it's been a good show.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm glad you came on, Rollo.
Oh, thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're always welcome to come on. All five of you, we've been great guests. So, yeah, guess we'll wrap it up because we're just kind of losing our train of thought here. So, want to thank my guest, Delirium, a.k.a. Steven, a.k.a. Network. Thanks for coming on tonight.
You're welcome.
I get, Adam, maybe he's not there. It does show he's still with us. But anyway, want to thank him, and he's welcome to come back anytime. It was nice to chat with him, get to know him a bit better. Want to thank Jan Eric. He's gone as well. He got disconnected. So thanks, Jan, for coming on. Hope to...
Yes.
Thanks for coming on. I hope to have you on again. I want to thank Rollo for coming on tonight.
Come on, Ben, do one of me.
You're right in front of me. I can't.
Come on, do it.
Where are you going with this?
Give it to your Aussie. Give us an Aussie accent. Give me an Aussie accent, Ben.
I'd have to think of a character or something first. Sorry. Yeah, put me on the spot. Aussie. Yeah.
Okay, I want to think.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Hey, no problem, mate.
That's it, mate. Thank you, Johnny C. Yes. Sorry about that.
No problem at all. So, yeah, you're welcome anytime as well, Rolo.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. I think we might have Network back. Network, you there? No.
Nope.
I'd like to thank Vidir for coming on tonight. She just got disconnected there, sadly, but appreciate her coming on and hope she joins us again. And last but not least, Banazir.
Hey, Banazir.
Yes, thanks for coming on, man.
All right, thanks.
So, yeah, we'll wrap this sucker up. So we went 2 hours and 38 minutes. So, yeah, this has been episode number 6 of Johnny Clues Live, and I might be back next week. I'm not sure. If not, I'll be back in 2 weeks. We'll see what happens. I do have to catch up on a lot of hoaxery and different, because I got to look into the whole Appledore stuff again, and that's like 32 parts, as well as the Secrets in Plain Sight, and that video is like 4 hours, and I also have to work as well, so we'll see what happens, though, but I look forward to the next dust band, so.
Well, just because you're on today doesn't mean you're getting off on Thursday, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that right? I might call into your show next week, though, or whenever.
Oh, we have to go on? We're not going to alternate again or something?
Well, I don't know. I was thinking maybe just if I start doing it on a Friday or whenever.
Ab stepping in now, children!
Yeah, I don't know, as long as I can find enough to talk about once a week, but, you know, if they keep throwing out hoaxes like this, well, I can definitely...
Oh, we're set for life, don't worry about that, yeah.
Definitely feel at least 2 hours, keep coming. So. All right, guys.
I can't go by without saying this is definitely the last time.
Yeah, hopefully not. Hopefully not. Hopefully you stay with us, Rolo. We like
that's
your
the catchphrase there, too.
You can always keep a conversation going as well, which is always nice, you know, so.
Oh, yeah. All right. Don't blow too much.
Yes, exactly. So thanks everyone for calling in tonight, and we'll talk to you next time.
Okay. Toodaloo.
All right, take care, guys.
See ya. Bye.